Hey guys, newsflash. Having a hairy nutsack is no longer in style. Hey, it's Shannon Burke, and Manscaped has hooked me and my boys up with their Perfect Package 3.0 kit. Right now, get 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. You heard me, 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Guys, trim your junk safely, and for God's sakes, use a different trimmer for your face. I use it, I love it, and so will you and your woman. 20% off with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Can't get enough of the Shannon Burke Show? Relive every steamy moment by listening to the latest shows on the Florida Man Radio app or at floridamanradio.com. Just click on the podcast section powered by manscaped.com.
Unfiltered and unafraid. Florida Man Radio.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
Something fresh and exciting. Somebody with a sock personality that'll sweep people right off their feet.
Where is he? What is he up to? What other terrors can he unleash at will?
Go! Starring your genial host, renowned writer, art collector, and teller of strange tales.
What fiendish power did he possess? Where did he come from? Who is this man?
The Shannon Burke Show.
That's a tough one to follow. Welcome to the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. Jeff is here. DJ is here. My name is Lou Pate. I'm in for Shannon. He will be back tomorrow, so do not fret. In the meantime, we want you to spend the next 4 hours with us and take part in the show. 321-339-1055. You can call or you can text. Listen online at floridamanradio.com. Talk radio the way the founders intended. America held hostage day 97. Happy 420 day, guys. How we doing,
right.
Huh? Did we not realize this?
Smoke up, Johnny.
Happy 420. When I lived in Seattle, they had the 520 bridge. They did. The 520 bridge that connected Seattle to the east side, which is Kirkland, home of Costco. You all know that.
Yeah.
And on this day, we used to call it the 420 bridge.
Nice.
And, you know, Willie Nelson, love Willie Nelson, yeah. Love his music, didn't know he was still alive. And he is calling for this day to be a national holiday, a marijuana holiday. Willie Nelson is asking Joe Biden. He's not just like putting it on Twitter.
Oh,
he's
wow.
going straight to the president of the United States himself. So that's what's happening on this Marijuana Tuesday, we'll call it.
God. Like Biden needs to smoke one, right? You know how lost he'd be if he smoked any.
We have a lot going on. We're going to yank it. The maestro is going to be here. We have more important things to talk about than 420 day. Although that's very important, you know. Don't judge other people on what their national holiday are. Is you know.
Yeah. Good point.
And Kwanzaa comes to mind on
there
that one.
You can always switch it up.
But we are monitoring, in all seriousness, the Chauvin trial in Minnesota, Minneapolis, to see what is going on there. We are waiting. Everybody is just waiting around for the jury to come out. And as we predicted yesterday, I thought the deliberations were going to go on. Dan, you said you believe for a couple of days.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a quick turnaround on this one.
No, it's not going to be. And like we said, though, they're going to riot anyway, regardless. So we're going to be talking about that because Maxine Waters has stuck her head out of the sand yesterday. And I do have a bunch I want to go to on that because yesterday we received a text, which we encourage you to do, 321-339-1055. And I have to apologize, Jeff and Dan, to one of the listeners because they texted that the judge had criticized Maxine Waters. And we didn't have the volume on the TV because we're here doing the show.
Right.
And I said to you guys, I find it hard to believe that the judge would comment on Maxine Waters. But he did. So the listener was right. I was wrong. But the reason he did is because based on Maxine Waters' comments, telling people to be more confrontational, get out in the street type of thing, is they asked for a mistrial.
Wow.
And while Judge Peter Cahill, the judge in this case, had turned it down, he did make the statement criticizing Maxine Waters' statement, calling for more confrontational action on the street, and said He's not going to grant you a mistrial, but she, and I'm paraphrasing here, but she definitely laid the groundwork for you to possibly have an appeal down the road. And Maxine Waters is basically thumbing her nose at Justice Cahill, the judge there, and telling her that her words don't matter, anything pertaining to the case. So she's just thumbing her nose at authority and thumbing her nose at the American people, thumbing her nose at the justice system, giving all of you the Bronx cheer, which is the middle finger for those of you who don't know, and basically saying there hasn't been ramifications for me. And now there's a flashback, folks. She condoned the L.A. riots in 1992 after the Rodney King verdict came out and all those riots happened. There was rioting. There was looting. She condoned all of that at that time and made excuses for the looters.
Yeah.
So this is nothing new. This is now going on 29 years. Bad behavior on the part of a bad person who I feel should be under arrest and be investigated. Because if you did this, if I did this, if you, the listeners to the Shannon Burke Show, went out there and incited violence, say, online, it's social media, you're going to get a knock on your door.
No, well, you'd get flagged and you'd be taken off, and then, God, they'd find out you're a Trump fan, and it's all over then.
You know, I can tell you a quick story, and I'm not going to get anybody in trouble here, or the network, or the company, but I just once used the word assassination in a sentence. We're talking about something. Wasn't calling for assassination, didn't condone assassination. We're talking about something, and then the station got a call from Secret Service. 3 hours on the phone. That's how sensitive this stuff is, as it should be. And nobody was mad. Nobody was mad at me. Nobody was mad at the Secret Service.
Yeah.
They actually were happy that. And then you say, oh, okay, because the complaint we had took out of context what your host said.
Yeah.
That it was just the word was used in a sentence, but they twisted it when they called it. He's calling for the assassination of blah, blah, blah.
Well, Shannon got a little visit from the Secret Service one time because he had a little plan that he talked about. And he said they knew everything about him, from his dog when he was 7 years old to his street addresses, everywhere he lived, everything, man.
They,
it was crazy.
They turn you inside out. But before we get to all of that with Maxine Waters, I'd like to know from you, the listeners to the Shannon Burke Show, what do you think should happen to Maxine Waters? Kevin McCarthy, the Republican eunuch in the House of Representatives, says that he thinks he can get the Democrats to take some action on Maxine Waters. And I'm telling him, you have no idea what you're talking about, because just yesterday, the illustrious Nancy Pelosi said she doesn't even think Maxine Waters has to apologize.
She's nuts.
If the head of the Democratic Party in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House, the third in line to the presidency, is telling you, I don't think that she should have to apologize, does Kevin McCarthy, who obviously lives in a dream world,
nothing's gonna happen,
and never spoke up when our president was the election was being let's see, there was some tomfoolery involved, we'll call it election shenanigans. He never spoke up then. Now he's like, I think I could get 10 or 15 Democrats to act against her.
No,
it's not going to happen, because Democrats never turn on their own.
Nope.
They're not going to do it. But I'd like to know from you, the listeners to Shannon's Show, what do you think? Something should happen. No. We talked yesterday. I expressed my frustration. There's never any accountability for these people. Yeah, when the media never calls them on it. They won't even air the things, any criticism about it. If you criticize her on Twitter, I'll bet you'll get removed.
No, you can't. Well, you can't dislike her either.
Yeah, because they took away the dislike.
They took away the dislike. So.
Unbelievable. So give us a text or a shout if you're working your 9-to-5 and you don't want to get in trouble with your boss. You know, give us a call. 321-339-1055. You could use a fake name. Dan does all that. Yep. Dan does that all the time.
Exactly.
when he's meeting with the ladies.
Sir, and, do not give my game away, please.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of potential ex-girlfriends out there. You know what I'm saying?
Forget the girlfriends. What about the offspring?
Hey.
They're going to come rolling in.
I'm watching that.
They're by the buses. You're on tour, taking advantage of all those groupies.
The south leg of my tour. One day a week.
I'm so jealous. I got a little side story here. Speaking of that lifestyle, a friend of mine recently went on Twitter, and he is having all of this action with the ladies on Twitter. It's an amazing. He basically told me he's drowning in it.
I've never done any of that stuff either.
So then I hadn't talked to him for a few months. Then we talked the other day, and I said, "How's it going? You still on Twitter?" He goes, yeah, you know, man, I just got sick of it. And I was like,
what? Too much ass.
You sick of? You. Like, what do you mean? Oh, I'm so sorry. There's married guys out there all over the country going, oh, so poor you, poor yeah. you. You got tired of having sex with different women. every different who didn't want to know your name and let you take pictures of them and did all this crazy stuff and then said, have a nice day.
That's true.
Most people end up in court with that.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we're waiting on the O.J. Simpson tweets about Representative Waters' comments.
What?
Look, it's right up there now. Folks listening to the Shannon Burke Show on Florida Man Radio Network, it just popped up. Look at the surprise. Look at the surprise on the hosts' faces.
Look at Nancy.
Nancy Grace. Martha McCallum, how you doing, baby?
She must be.
Oh, man, I tell you, that Martha McCallum. She is something. Man. Yeah, I tell you.
Not too.
If I didn't lose the key to my spank bank, she'd be in it.
Sheesh.
It's unbelievable. But as we await the verdict in the Chauvin trial, there is a lot more going on in the... We'll talk about this a little bit later, but I just wanted to throw it out there so people could let it absorb. In the nobody's perfect category, Ron DeSantis, who we all know, we all love,
yes,
is not perfect, and he signed a $1 billion online sales tax yesterday.
Yeah, I heard.
And they said he signed it close to midnight, along with four other things that were signed in. But I picture, why did they wait till midnight? Because every, you know, the press isn't really paying attention. What are we running at midnight? What are we running? There's nothing live, right? At midnight, so yeah, no one's going to be reporting on it. So I got this picture of like Ron DeSantis and
sneaking in.
It's like 10 to 12, and he has to do it, but he had to either veto it or sign it before midnight. So it's like, you know, probably 11:53, and he's in his pajamas, and they bring him the thing to sign. You know, there's not going to be any photo op.
Right.
This is not something he's going to celebrate, because this is something that's going to be used against him for when he either runs for re-election in 2022 or if he later seeks the presidency. We'll talk more about that later, but I'll tell you something. The Democrats were against it.
Oh, really?
The Democrats were against this tax increase. Could you imagine that? Well, and
First thing they're against.
We'll get into that a little bit later. But on a serious note, Lou Pate is in the house, so we must talk about death.
We must talk about death.
Not my career. We're uplifting. Not talking about my career again. No, not my career. We are talking Walter Mondale.
Yeah,
former vice presidential candidate, ran against Ronald Reagan in 1984, has passed away at the age of 93.
Wow.
So with everything that's simmering in Minneapolis and Minnesota, it's weird that that's his home state. That is the only state he won in 1984.
Wow.
That's weird. 49 states. Reagan won 49 states. No one has ever come close. I thought Trump was going to win like 48 states. I predicted he would win 40 plus states. And in my heart of hearts, mathematically, I think he did. He probably came close to winning 40 plus states. But we all know what happened there. But yeah, Walter Mondale, rest in peace. You know what it is? He's an old school Democrat. He was, when you look at politics, he wasn't a guy you hated.
Yeah,
just exactly. Because he was a Democrat, like, you know, like a Pelosi, a Schumer. It's hard to like these people. It's hard to put the politics aside because they're just such abhorrent, repugnant human beings.
Yeah.
And that's the nicest thing we can say about
them. Mondale at least talked to the other side. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They had a little bit of a...
And when Reagan slammed him with that joke, Mondale in the second debate was bringing up how Reagan was old.
Yeah.
And... Reagan just turned and said, and I'm paraphrasing, he will not let the youth and inexperience of his opponent, he will not use it against him. And the place just burst into laughter. And you know who was laughing the hardest? Mondale.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, he wasn't laughing. He wasn't like, look at you. Screw you, old man.
Reagan called me young.
Because it called him out, and it was done in good taste, and it was funny, and how could you not laugh? But that was back in the day where you had your Republicans, you had your Democrats. The moderates could have voted any way,
such a divide.
A Walter Mondale, may he rest in peace, 93 right. years old, would not be welcome in today's Democratic Party. He would be considered practically a Republican. Same thing with JFK. You don't even hear them talk about JFK anymore. John F. Kennedy would not even be allowed to be a page in the house today with the way
he would have bought his way in with the family he has. Power that family. Kidding me? Come on.
That's the way it worked. Well, that's the way it still works.
I won't be ignored, Era.
Era.
I tried.
It was okay. It was okay. But folks, the funniest thing is, you know, a lot of the great things that happen on the show happen during the breaks or before or after the show. And I said, wow, Walter Mondo, we're sitting here. We're sitting around talking, you know, we're saying things about Shannon we can't say while the microphones are on, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Come on.
I said, Walter Mondale died. Isn't that that's a shame? 93 years old. And DJ turns to me and goes, did he have a hot daughter?
That's all.
That was it.
I did not. I said, that's too bad. And then
that's
said,
too bad.
Didn't
he have a hot daughter?
Yeah.
And I was like, I think Bill Clinton banged her. I really do. I think there was something. I got to remember that. Like, I got to Google it during the break.
How many guys, I mean, you know, how many times does this guy get lucky? It's like insane. Clinton's just...
And he never stopped. Remember that photo bomb he did? It was like on the Capitol. I think it was Obama's first inauguration. And I don't know who it was. Obviously, someone connected walking down the stairs, and he sticks his head out into the aisle, and he's checking her out. And it was just it's just a picture of the Capitol with the whole swearing in and all the pomp and circumstance that goes on there. And it's like rows of people, unidentifiable, and there's this pretty woman walking down the stairway, and there is Bill Clinton's leaning out of the aisle. Check it out. It took us there. So,
look at that.
I love it. Like,
you know, it's a, well, if you had Hillary, you go home, too. No wonder he never goes home.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
Jeez. Jeff would rather go to the Sawdust Inn, which we'll hear about later when we yank it with your friend. He won't even tell us, folks. He won't even tell us what's going on. So we're sitting on pins and needles.
It is a doozy.
Jeff, I have to ask you a question here.
Yeah.
In front of all of Shannon's listeners, I have to ask you a question. Do you feel guilty? Ted Nugent tested positive for COVID. Yesterday we were talking about Ted Nugent
and what a badass
he is, and Ted Nugent this, and Ted Nugent wouldn't stand for that, we said. And we were talking about different things, and then Ted Nugent tested positive. I said, it's Jeff's fault.
What does he feel?
Does he say he feels bad
or what? What's going on?
He called COVID a hoax.
Yeah, he did.
He called COVID a hoax, so for him to test positive... I think that's kind of a big deal. So, here's the thing about that whole deal. If I'm like shooting my mouth off about it being, I'll tell you where I stand. Firstly, obviously COVID is a dangerous virus and it's dangerous to seniors. I never thought it was a pandemic, that it should have been labeled as such.
No,
pandemics are like the flu of 1918 and things of that nature. This is dangerous. It killed a lot of people. We'll never have the true numbers because, as I heard here on the Shannon Burke Show, the numbers of the flu were down from like 39 million to what?
Almost 1,822
last year. Yeah. So I think a lot of those COVID numbers are fudged, but sadly it's still someone's death.
Well, COVID is a cold. People don't realize that.
It's SARS.
It's a cold, yeah.
And
so if you've ever had a cold in your life, you've had COVID, a form of COVID. So
we were talking about the Nuge yesterday and what a badass he is, and Nuge this, and Nuge wouldn't stand for that. And 72 years old. He's in the danger zone.
No.
He's a senior citizen.
Yeah, but he's in good shape. Yes.
He doesn't look 72 years old.
No, he takes care of himself. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. Doesn't do any drugs.
Here's a quote he said, and I've had flu symptoms for the last 10 days. I thought I was dying, end quote. That's from the Nuge himself.
Oh.
So when you get, you know, you're above 70, this thing doesn't mess around with you. So you do have to be careful. So,
not so fake now, Ted.
Wait, hold on. I want to heat up the knife and dip it in the salt and then give it to you, Jeff, to put it in the Nuge's wounds.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, Christopher Reeve wouldn't stand for that either.
Jesus.
There's another quote from the Nuge. My God, what a pain in the... But it is. I literally could hardly crawl out of bed the last few days. Then he went on to use racist language to talk about the virus, calling it the Chinese. And I can't say the words if I want to be invited back here by JVC Broadcasting. But just to put in a curse word. Anyone will do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because they all fit. So, but it's really weird is that if I was shooting off my mouth about how it's a hoax, it doesn't even exist, which I think is kind of ignorant. It obviously does exist. And then this happened. Wouldn't you kind of want to keep it under wraps?
Well, I'm sure somebody leaked it. I mean, because they know what a mouth he is. I'm sure he didn't sit there and say, "I got it now."
You think he went to the Publix and got his, you know, made an appointment and got tested there? No, he probably went to a private doctor. That he should be HIPAA laws. He should be able to trust them. No.
Yeah, I mean, he probably had somebody come over to his place. I'm sure. His ranch.
Unbelievable. And coming up a little, I'm going through this laundry list because I want people to know what's coming up in the show, but I keep getting off on tangents about what is coming up. To nobody's surprise, white liberals are more likely to have mental health problems than everybody else.
Shocker.
So what about like Arab liberals, black liberals, Hispanic liberals? What they don't no, just that, white liberals. Yeah. Only white liberals.
That's it. I wonder why that
only white it's like if you're liberal. And I used to fill in all the time for Michael Savage. He used to say liberalism is a mental disorder. So now it's a mental disorder that only attacks one race.
Yeah, why not? We have to separate it, you know.
It is just
you can't just say every liberal or, you know. That
is just unbelievable.
Now.
But again, 321-339-1055. I'd really like to know from you because I'm frustrated with this, and she'd probably like to hear it, Maxine Waters, that she's frustrating me because this woman could just go around, you know, thumbing her nose at the laws that we all have to live by and nothing ever happens. For those of you just joining us, we talked extensively yesterday how she said that people need to be more confrontational. Should Chauvin be acquitted? And Nancy Pelosi said she didn't have to apologize. The Republican unit, Kevin McCarthy, says that there should be some action. He thinks he could sway Democrats. That's not going to happen. I'd like to know what you think. Because what the Democrats always accuse us of doing is what they actually do. Whether it's they call us racist, they're racist.
Right.
Like anything that they label us, hater this and hater that, and you know, the insurrection of January 6th when they've been rioting for 6 months straight prior, and then they just point to you, and then they have the media lemmings, the Goebbels in the media doing all
the media
bidding,
getting paid off. Come on. It's very
frustrating. But as I said yesterday, and it bears worth repeating. In all of this, we are losing our rights because if you speak up as someone who has right-wing views, and even if you're a left-wing person, you'd be a hardcore lefty, and then you have an epiphany, and you say, oh, and then you agree with
them,
you're done. Your book deals will be canceled.
You're part of the crazy club after that.
TV show will be canceled. Your book deals will be canceled. Heck, if you're just some schlub with a Twitter account, done.
In the books.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think Jack Dorsey's smoking today? The CEO of Twitter, or he's just always perpetually stoned? What is it with him?
Yeah, he's stoned all the time.
he has to be. Look who he's dealing with on a daily basis.
It's unbelievable. We hear from Citrus Farmer Jimmy writes in. Maxine needs something to happen to her. No. We don't want anything bad to happen to anybody.
No.
I mean, if she gets a cold, I'm not going to feel bad. But no, you don't. If anything should happen to her, it should be something in the legal sense. Like they should censure her. But what is that, Jeff, censuring? What is that, slap on the wrist?
Yes, pretty much.
She'll be sent home with pay.
You know,
she'll still get paid. That's the whole thing. They cut her off with any money, you know.
So sick of her, Chuck and Nancy, a bunch of American-hating commies. So there you have it. Yeah. So people feel this way, but again, they just move on and because they don't think it's going to affect them, but it does. Okay, 321-339-1055, and don't forget Bikes and Barbecue Saturday, 4 to 7 at the Morris County Farm. Morganic Meats here on the Shannon Burke Show.
Did you know one guy every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? This is a reminder to all the men listening to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Manscaped, in addition to providing the right tools and solutions for safe and easy manscaping, is partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Manscaped recommends you check yourself once a month. In addition to checking yourself regularly, we want to make sure your sack is looking fresh with Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Your ball. Well, thank you.
Welcome back to the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. DJ is here. Jeff is here. Shannon will return tomorrow. My name is Lou Pate. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for spending some time here with us. If you want to get in on the action, I got some texts we're going to get to. Open mics later. We've got some leftovers from yesterday we didn't get to. 321-339-1055. We're going to give a pass to Citrus Farmer Jimmy, who says he meant legally when he said something has to happen to Maxine. So yeah. He meant legally. We knew that, but
maybe, our listeners are very, very calm and rational.
Maybe it was my subconscious.
Yeah, you think? You think, Mr. Death?
Listen,
Dr. Death.
It's so funny. Yesterday, folks, I talked about how I like the true crime genre. I read numerous books on true crime, and I have a penchant for ones that deal with serial killers. And Jeff has just edited that down to Lou likes murderers.
Yeah, well, you know, what's funny is you're not the only person, man. Believe me, those series that they have on, what is it, Oxygen and all those, you know, Snapped.
Yeah.
And, you know, Killer, what's the other one, Siblings, stuff like, you start watching it, you're just like, these people are just, it's insane.
But the David Berkowitzes and all of these series, the Zodiac,
well,
all of
close
these,
to you,
all
yeah.
of these serial killers. Yeah, it's fascinating. But I don't know how that got changed into I just like murderers. I don't.
Well, Jeff just cuts it right down to what it is.
I do not collect the serial killer dolls. I do not collect the serial killer. They have trading cards. It's a whole industry out there. No, it's a whole it's crazy.
Oh,
so anyway,
God.
In the you're not helping department in Minneapolis, which is basically about to blow, regardless of what the verdict is, and still hasn't up. It's just been announced the jury has reached a verdict in the trial. We'll give you that as soon as it comes down.
That's
less than 24 hours, less than a morning. It is now mid afternoon. So. It's going to...
That usually means guilty.
Guilty. Yeah, when it's that fast... But I'll tell you what. You know what's bad about this for the officer is how do you have a trial that lasts for weeks and then in less than one morning or less than one business day, we'll say, you have a verdict. You can't go over all the evidence there. You had to have your decision made before you even went into the jury room.
I don't know. I mean, the video is pretty powerful stuff.
The video is extremely powerful.
You know, but I think that's what turned everybody's...
As I was saying, though, in the you're not helping category, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said George Floyd was killed at the hands of the police no matter what the verdict is. Not helping.
You know what? It may help because the people that are going to riot may riot a little, you know, not as hard. Yeah, because he had, you know, he wants to stay in office.
The Mayor Jacob Frey sounds like he just got out of yeshiva school, this guy, and hasn't lived in the real world yet. His comments came yesterday during a press conference while the jury was continuing its deliberation. So the jury has reached a verdict in the Chauvin trial, and as soon as that comes down... I'm going with guilty. What do you say, DJ?
I'm saying guilty all the way.
All right. Dan, thumbs up, thumbs down. We're going with guilty. What do you think that the jury's going to do? It's been less than one business day for deliberation.
That's where I'm shocked. I thought it would be a couple of days at least.
Unbelievable. All right. Let's get to some of these texts because I ask people to text and I don't read them. That's not good.
No.
Shane writes in, Dems are above the law. And guilty or not guilty, Minnesota will burn.
That's a fact.
All right. Let's see. Yofrey, where's Shannon? Are they not listening to me? You know,
apparently not.
You don't have to ask Yofrey. You can ask me. Shannon will be back. I thought I did a nice introduction. It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Radio Man Network. Dan is here. Jeff is here. Shannon will return tomorrow. My name is Lou Pate. What part of that did I not understand?
Hey, some people don't catch it. You know,
I said it twice already.
If they're on the road and they just turn it on, they're going, "Hey, who the hell is this guy?"
Don't make excuses. This guy's shoving Twinkies in his mouth. He's not paying attention.
He's not listening. That's
he's not
all.
Listening.
He's just,
so
he's just catching up.
Dan writes in. Manslaughter. Dabble in death. Manslaughter is what you get. Bill writes in, Maxine should go straight to jail.
That's true.
Jeremy in Lakeland sends me. Oh, you guys got to see this. I wish we had a TV show at this moment. Wait, we're on Facebook Live. I'll turn the screen towards the screen. Maxine Waters, someone did a perfect Photoshop of her in the Viking helmet from the guy from. I'm serious. This doesn't work for you guys on the radio, but look at this. Come on, it's perfectly Photoshopped. Usually those Photoshops are pretty, pretty bad.
No, that's pretty damn good.
This is a good one, so touche to that. Steve writes in, Joe Biden speaking out shows Democrats now going after due process. Well said. And what Steve is referring to is something that's in my stack we were going to talk about later, but now that the verdict is coming down, it'll be read shortly. Joe Biden was praying for a conviction.
Sure.
He says the evidence is overwhelming and he's praying for a conviction. Well, what if Joe Biden's not a jury? Joe Biden doesn't even know his own name. You got Mitch McConnell is mocking Joe Biden. Do you know why? Literally, there's an article today out there. On the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, is mocking the President of the United States because Joe Biden said that the crisis at the border was a crisis. He finally acknowledged it to be a crisis.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
we talked about that yesterday. And then Psaki there, the crazy psycho ginger, little rich girl from Greenwich, Connecticut, waved her finger and said, no, 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 Joe, that's not what you meant. You meant what you originally said. And Biden didn't speak out. So she just overruled him. So the Speaker of the House is mocking the President of the United States by saying he was overruled by his press secretary and has no say, basically, in anything that's going on.
Well, she's kind of bitchy, so I'm sure he's afraid of her.
Oh, she's a real see you next Tuesday, if you know what I mean.
There's no question.
That's all that is. That's this one's for you, Jeff, on the text. Good afternoon, Jeff. Were you able to find out what happened to Rob in High Springs? That's Greek to me. Do you know what that means, Jeff? Rob in High Springs?
I don't.
All right. Jeff's dealing with some technical.
Yeah, he's dealing with some technical issues. He's doing double duty there. But I just thought if someone was missing, we might, you know, maybe we could help find them
and get a milk carton for him or something.
Yes. oh gosh. We're not going to read that. That's that deals with death. We won't read that.
keep going.
See? Sorry, Lou. I was getting my kids off the bus, and I made fun of the person for eating Twinkies and not paying attention. Okay.
A responsible parent, Sean, and you're mouthing off over there.
I'm sorry, Sean. Sean was tending to his kids. Well, we know what race he's not.
A good dad. Still going, man. Yep.
Maxine and Chauvin should be cellmates. Oh, there you go.
Wow.
That's interesting. And says...
she'll be telling him what to do.
Kevin from Minnesota says, if he goes to jail, he won't last. Well, sadly, jails are dangerous places for inmates and for guards.
Well, he's going to be in...
He'll be in isolation.
Yeah, there's no
so
question.
Nothing is going to happen to him. But, you know, that brings up the issue for me, and it's a pet peeve of mine, is that if you commit a crime, you go to jail, you deserve to be in jail. But... do you deserve to be, like, repeatedly raped in the shower? I mean, do you deserve to be beaten all the time?
If you're a pedophile, yeah.
Do you have to acquiesce to be someone's sex slave in order to survive? Jail is bad enough.
Let me tell you something,
man. I'm not siding with prisoners here.
You commit the crime, you do the time. It's that simple.
Because, you know, I'm a regular guy. If I end up in jail for doing something stupid... Does that mean I deserve to be raped?
Well, that's why they have different, you know, security levels, like maximum security, all that. There's a different vibe.
It happens everywhere. It happens in juvie.
No, I'm sure it does.
Let me tell you. If I ever end up in jail, first thing you do, I'm shaving my head because my hair's down to my waist, and I don't need some big guy handing me a dress saying, you my wife. Well, you know what I'm saying? Well, put his lipstick on.
Well, you're a runner, so yeah. Guess what? You can't run.
Listen, where am I going to run when I got four guys holding each leg in the shower?
As fast as you can, buddy.
Oh.
That's it.
So it's one of the, okay, back to the text there. It's true. It's true. It shouldn't happen, but I'm not siding with the criminals.
Well, no, he's never going to be in general population.
No.
They would just kill him. He'd be dead first 2 seconds.
Someone sent us a tweet for a text of Mindhunter. Great series, by the way. I can't wait for the next season to come out. Has it come out? Did I miss it? Mindhunter.
Yeah, I've seen it once or twice.
Oh, it's the guy who played Ed Kemper, the co-ed killer.
Yeah,
back in the day, is an amazing. That was his first acting job. He was a kindergarten teacher. This guy, and he went in because Ed Kemper was the co-ed killer back in the late '60s, early '70s. Very unique individual. He's like 6'9", like 400 pounds. So it's like, you know,
nobody saw him coming.
You're not looking. you're not looking at the cast of The Wizard of Oz for someone to play that part. You know what I mean? Jeez. So nobody from the Lollipop Tree is going to play Ed Kemper. Get this little size. We wait for the Chauvin verdict, which will be read shortly. Ed Kemper was a serial killer who called the police and wanted to turn himself in,
and they didn't
and they laughed at him and they didn't believe him.
I love it.
And
some good detective work there.
6 months later, he called up and confessed again, and finally.
Wow, getting two shots.
I called 6 months ago, guys. It happened. That happened.
Left you a voicemail. Never
heard back. And here's something that's going. This is one of the things that fascinates me about that true crime genre. You know what Ed Kemper has been doing for the last 40 years in jail?
What?
Books on tape. They said he's well-educated, he's well-spoken, he has a great speaking voice. He has done literally hundreds, maybe thousands at this point, of books. Jeez. He sits in this cell area, the library, wherever it is up there in Vaca County or wherever it is in Northern California.
Do, you know?
And he does books on tape. So you have actually, if you have listened to books on tape, I don't know whose authors he's covered, you might have actually been listening to the voice of Ed Kemper, serial killer, who is the co-ed killer, as he was called.
So what is he on, Kindle?
it is just a strange fascination.
Killer Kindle.
There. Nice. So now let the over analysis begin. I think everybody needs a little 420 as they wait for this verdict to come out on 420 Day, National Marijuana Day, for which Willie Nelson is asking Joe Biden to make it a holiday. All of the talking heads now are going to overanalyze this thing, and then when the verdict comes out, which Dan and I agree is going to be guilty just because they did not spend too much time there.
What do you think, Yelf?
He's busy. We got technical problems here, and he's working very diligently, and he's focused. He's locked in on this problem, and I'm just talking, trying to pretend I don't know all of the notice all of this motion of you guys climbing all around me.
It's all right.
Unplugging this, unplugging that.
We're just trying to figure it out.
And you know, that this happened to me once in Miami, where they said just talk until we tell you not to, and because there was a problem, and I had like three engineers crawling under the desk. One on the board, they were disconnecting things. It went on for 45 minutes, and I couldn't stop for a break. It's a good thing I got a big mouth.
That's true. Just, it's working well for you.
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
And,
then they hired someone else.
Yeah, there you go. You know what's killing me about this whole thing is that this one guy, this one cop, started this whole race situation, if you think about it.
He did.
He really just set the fire.
He lit. You know what it is? He lit the fuse. And but then it's the old who was that guy from the Obama administration? I could see his smarmy face. Never let a crisis go to waste, he said. His name doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That comes to mind. Where they saw this, they saw opportunity, especially in an election year. And they wrote it to the hilt, just like they're riding COVID to the hilt. And a lot of people have been hurt. Billions of dollars in property has been lost. All for the Democratic narrative.
They're bailing these people out as well. That's
and
I'm not defending
the actions of the police officer, but he did what he did, regardless of what your opinion is on it. But then the media and the Floyd family and everybody else ran with it, and because they're opportunists.
Well, no, I mean it's a horrible situation no matter what, but the timing for them was just so perfect.
Right.
It was just like they just went, oh my God, the golden egg.
But people are killed every day.
Okay? Oh, there's no question.
For this one, because it was caught on video, they made more about it. I'll tell you something. If George Floyd was a different race, they wouldn't care because they don't care about George Floyd.
No.
They don't care that he's dead. They don't care about that horrible video. It's hard to watch a man literally have the life choked out of him slowly over the course of 9 minutes. And they don't care. That's what irks me about it. They don't care.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Let's see. Shane writes in on the text. I do not need my birthday being a holiday. I would still have to go to work. Okay. Rahm Emanuel. Thank you. See, Shannon has the smartest listeners ever. It was Obama's chief of staff for a while. Rahm Emanuel.
And I would never gotten that.
And his brother was is Dr. Zeke Emanuel.
Oh.
Who's making a fortune. While his brother was, he's all over TV, he's writing books, you know, his brother got him in, and now he's making a fortune with all of that. So,
what a life.
Unbelievable. So that's what we have going there. What's it? What is this? It's not Florida Radio Man. I think it's Florida Man Radio. Did I say Florida Radio Man? No, I did not.
I don't know.
It's not like I created a new superhero. Boy.
Florida Radio Man.
Boy. The bloom is off the rose. One day
let me tell you something, dude. You're never going to get away with anything over here. I got news for you. We have people that correct you every day. So, you know, they'll put you in your place. I got news for you.
So yesterday they gave me a pass because of we had some technical problems. So now it's like the bloom is off the rose.
That's it. You're in now.
Unbelievable. Shane writes, is it Shane Biden saying the verdict should be obvious? He probably thinks it's the OJ trial.
Okay.
But you bring up the OJ trial. Think of this. The O.J. Simpson jury listened to 9 months of testimony. 9 months of testimony.
Yeah.
And they came back in like no time with an innocent verdict.
Yeah, but that was a completely different time and circumstance. And there was a lot of money paid, I'm sure, for the whole deal. But this one with the video, that kind of seals the fate, you know, seals his fate.
Right. In I worked at a prison in Oklahoma that taught inmates to translate books to Braille. They stocked the library at the school for the blind. See?
Wow.
That's nice.
That is nice.
See, you watch too much Shawshank Redemption, you just think bad apple pies are being passed with the chunks of money in. Remember that scene?
Of course.
Old lady can't cook for the hell of her. You remember that?
That was funny.
Hey, who if you're watching TV, flipping channels bored, and you flip on Shawshank,
you
who doesn't get
every
hooked?
Time.
Who doesn't get hooked? Everybody gets hooked.
Same thing with Forrest freaking Gump. I watch that movie. If I catch it wherever it is, it's like, you know the scene's great.
Jenny.
You know the next scene.
Jenny.
Smells like cigarettes.
Cigarettes. Oh, man. Dwayne writes in, is it you were trying to fix? I don't get that. I don't. Is it you you're trying to... Is it the you are trying to... I don't... Sorry.
What?
I don't speak Ebonics. Closing argument, the entire video from the defense is very compelling. Not guilty. Officer was reasonable per his training. We'll see what happens there. Colin writes in... you did say it. I said Florida radio man. Okay. All right. I'm not going to say I didn't. I'm just going to say I did not think I did.
No, well,
it's okay.
You did. Let me tell you. They
believe
listen.
Me. If that's the only thing I flub all day, we're doing all right.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe that's what I'm going to go as next Halloween. Florida radio man.
There you go.
What do you think of that?
Get your cape. Yeah. Coming to a frequency near you.
Of course, I would be non-binary, and I would be gender neutral as a superhero.
You have to be.
You have to be now. Unbelievable. You know, I was never big into... I'm into the true crime genre. I was never into the comic book genre. Were you guys as kids?
I was, yeah.
Were you guys comic mind? The comic book never did it for me. They did it for you?
Oh, yeah, man. I was totally... That's why I love all the Avengers and all the new stuff that's coming. Spider-Man, all the Batman and
The only reason I liked the early Superman movies with Christopher Reeve and the Batman movies never did it for me is more because it was a TV show.
Right.
Not because it was a comic book. But now all of these... They're seemingly creating them out of thin air because it's such a monster success, these movies. I really don't like them. I don't like comic books. I don't like comic book movies. So that means I don't like people who like comic book movies. How's that?
How about that? Sorry, right. You're lost, buddy, because I'm a hell of a guy.
Although I did watch Netflix or saw, I watched Jessica Jones. That was good.
What the hell was that?
Jessica Jones was good. You know why? Because it was like it was just a story and there wasn't too much of that stupid superhero stuff in it.
What was it about? I never
Jessica
heard
Jones. She's got powers.
Like what?
I'm sorry, I don't want to be a spoiler alert. What if somebody wants to watch it?
Karen?
I honestly couldn't stop staring at her crotch, to be quite honest with you. So there was a story and then when her friend gets superpowers, it's even better. No, actually, it was what is her thing? She's like super strong, is what it is. Just super strong, not super fast or anything.
How the hell did I never hear of her?
Jessica Jones. You know who plays Jessica Jones? Do you guys Breaking Bad fans?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember the girl who was Jesse's girlfriend and she was a heroin addict?
Yeah.
And Walt lets her choke on her own vomit.
Yeah.
He could have woken her up and saved her or flipped her over. That girl, that actress, I forget her name, Kristen Ritter. Well, I don't know where that came from. Woo!
Wow.
Ooh, beetle for me, huh?
Yeah, really?
Man, I tell you. All the information's just flying in at a bee-doo for me. That's the same actress, so she's Jessica Jones.
So I gotta check it out.
Yeah, it was actually a good series because it was very well written. Oh. We got a lot of texters today. We want to get to these guys. Rich writes in. I think I need my reader glasses. I'm in denial that I need glasses, DJ.
No, don't deny it.
You guys have so much technical problems, you should make it a member of the show.
You know, unfortunately, sometimes it's true. We've had 2 days of it today. I don't know what the
hell's going on. We've had 2 days,
and
I'll tell you what. I love Shannon, and I love that he's having me fill in, but... The guys are happy that he's not here today because his head would blow like Vesuvius.
Oh, yeah, he would not be happy. Poor Jeff. He's trying to figure it all out.
Jeff, there's a lot going on in the studio right now. The camera's on me. Hi, folks. But Jeff's working crazy over there. And you guys were running around like little monkeys before.
We can't, yeah. Just can't figure out where their hum's coming from. So.
And I don't hear it. It doesn't bother me, though.
You're
so
lucky.
I just... It's like Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer, said. I just don't have that thing, that caring thing. I don't have that hearing thing.
Yeah, you're
here
lucky.
On the Shannon Burke Show.
You're lucky.
Chuck Wagon Boys. Well, the boys and I like to have a beer after we've done our chores. So we go down to get some cheer and visit our Applebee's horse. Well, our Applebee's horse won't make a fuss over us, and we don't go home with glitter on us. It's a four above for eating and some sweet, sweet honeys. 'Cause we ain't got no fiddler's money. Well, Applebee's whores are so high class, even Justin's money can't buy that ass. Your friend likes to come up in there. You'll find him in the bathroom upstairs with a boudet. Are we doing all right? All right.
Yeah, I am.
Applebee's horse, your Applebee's horse. One day I'm gonna get in them drawers. They're all mine, I got none to spare. Unless Fabio the Rickon is there. You can watch him prowl around, pulling down their ponytails, stalking them down. Just like Axl Rose, he's slutting it up in there. Beady, 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 boo, beady, boo, boo, beady, 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 boo, boo, beady, 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 beady. But you can bet she's already got a hotel room next door. That's right now. I like it when the lawyer guy ain't there with his 500 mile an hour cocaine stare. But that's all.
Oh, my Lord.
I lost my place.
That's all right.
You hit the right part up.
On a string there, yeah, there he is. They love this guy Fabio. Yeah, they do. I sit in Bonnie's section, it's the best. She's got two irresistibles on her chest. Asking for sex, she said not tonight, but got a sex gift card for Friday night. Applebee's whores, your Applebee's whores, we love you, honey. Applebee's horse is Applebee's horse. But one day I'll come in and actually spend money with Applebee's horse. Applebee's horse. I like to stare. I like to go. And one day, boys, I'm going to bring y'all to Benihana and show you some Japanese horse. Yeah!
Welcome back to the Shannon Burke Show, Florida Man Radio Network. Dan is here. Jeff is here. My name is Lou Pate. Shannon will return tomorrow. We're going to be yanking it with Yofrey in just a moment, but keep those texts coming in. We're going to get to all of them at 321-339-1055. If you want to talk on the air as well, we'll dial that same number, 321-339-1055. We'd love to hear from you. I'm going to lay this out there before we yank it. All adult Americans are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. So my question to you, the listeners to the Shannon Burke Show, and the viewers streaming on Facebook to the Shannon Burke Show,
yes.
Would you get it? Would you get it? You know, there was a survey out about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that said 91% of people are happy that they pulled it and had that pause. Of course they would. Blood clotting. You notice whenever there's something like this, a vaccine of any type, people die in the beginning because they kind of have to, you know, they sample it and some people die. You know, they're not talking about anybody dying. We know about Marvelous Marvin Hagler died 3 hours after taking it.
Hank Aaron,
shortly, not the same day, but shortly thereafter. So it's questionable whether those two great athletes perished because of the vaccine. So I ask you, the listeners to the Shannon Burke Show, 321-339-1055, would you get the vaccine? Keep those texts coming. Keep those calls coming. Of course, download the Florida Man Radio app from your app store, and then you can take the boys and Shannon with you everywhere. What do you say we yank it a little bit?
Jeez.
How about a lot? We need it today.
Feels good. 420 day. It might take a little longer.
Or a lot shorter.
Have you yanked it yet? It's time to yank it with Yofrey.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, I'm going to bitch on this one.
Oh, I'm sure.
But before you start, I just want to get in there and say, folks, we don't even know. DJ and I don't even know what he is. He wouldn't tell us. He said, saving it for the show. With a grumble, he said, I'm saving it for the show. Really? So we have no idea what's even coming. So
I can see
his
face.
Looking forward to this.
Well, now that all this went down, you know.
On top of whatever he's going to talk about now, the technical glitches are not part of that.
He's already pissed off.
Let me bitch about that first.
That's the cherry on the sundae.
You know, Lou's coming in here trying to guest host, and there's some kind of annoying hum that I'm trying to figure out for an hour, which I still haven't figured out. So I had to move. So anybody that's judging the Facebook Live right now, shut up.
We all moved our. We played musical chairs during the break.
Good trying to play producer. The host mic is down, and we're trying to work around it. So be patient, people.
And what's really funny is that he couldn't hear it, and he's at the mic, and we could hear everything. It's like,
I can't hear the hum. I can't hear the hum. Believe
it. Everybody heard it on the radio. It was a very annoying hum.
I'm getting texts about it.
Yes. So we got that squared away, so... All right.
Now you can take a breath and bitch about your house.
Yes. Well, I told you the night before I got 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Last night I got 4 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. So, but here's another thing, you know, and I was going to share this story. And this the hum in the microphone just adds to the whole debacle of technology right now.
Just going on, yeah. On a run.
I went to the Sawdust Inn last night. That's why I called my condo, because it knocked down a wall. But, we were closing down yesterday doing the show. I was putting everything away. I noticed this cable right here, a little audio cable.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it was, like, sitting there. So I put my computer screen down. It popped it a little bit. You know, I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, no big deal. So I was trying to close it, and I lifted it back up and took it out.
All right.
So I got on my computer last night, and I realized that... the screen's cracked. My brand new MacBook Pro.
Oh, dude.
The screen is all like distorted. Just from that. It cracked the bottom of the little screen. I'm like, oh man, this is not good.
Dude.
No. You got it that way from the store.
Yeah.
You got it that way from the store. Yeah.
Did you, do you have insurance on it?
No.
Oh, dude.
No, it came this way.
Yeah.
Delete this scene. Delete this.
It's not happening.
So how long do you have it, Jeff?
I've had it, but I bought it back in last, like,
6 months
August.
Ago.
Oh, so it's too long to return it.
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing that with the MacBook, you know, those things that you buy, like the insurance, I've done that before, and I end up, you know, coming out of the pocket. It's just like a hoax to me. So I said, I'm not doing any of that. But now I was second guessing today. I was like, man, maybe I should have really done that. So anyways, I got up this morning
stuff like this drives me nuts.
I got up at 4 a.m. And again, I was like, all right, I was frantic. I said, all right, I got a lot of stuff to do today. So I started Googling computer stores, like who can repair a Mac
screen
Book Pro. Because if you go to the Apple store, you take something in there, it's going to take, sometimes it takes a month to get something back. So I said, I'm not going there. I'm eliminating that. And so then I went to Google, and I'm looking, and I said, oh, great. There's a place in Winter, you know, Winter Park, for those in Fort Walton. This is a little city over here in Orlando, little side city. And I said, 8:30? They opened up 8:30? I said, great. I'm headed there. So I go. I tried calling, but it says, hey, we're on the other line, blah, blah, blah. So I said, oh, he's busy, you know, fixing MacBook Pro. So I said, I'll do old school. I'll just show up, you know, 8:30 without an appointment. So I get to this building, and I'm looking for this place. I can't find it anywhere, and I'm like oh man, you know.
No.
And then I forgot to bring my mask in there, so I go, I'm not going back. And it was pouring down, raining. I had my computer, and I'm like looking all around this big building. I'm like, you know, it was kind of a smaller building than this, but it had all these little suites and stuff. And I'm looking around, and I looked at the lady, and I said, I go, is there like a Mac place here? And she goes, yeah, it's right here, but this is just a drop off place. Do you have an appointment?
Oh,
I go a drop off place. I said, oh, okay. I said, where do I need to go? She goes, oh, he's up on, over in Castleberry. So I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, I'll just go there. I tried calling him again. It said he was open at 8:30. And so I get in the car, drive, hauled over there, and I can't even find the place. And you know what I did? She gave me an address. She says, hey, you're not going to miss it. The address is, he's right in the Publix shopping center over in Howell Branch.
Okay.
So what I did was, and this is my fault, so I take responsibility for this, is I thought I put the address to his place in there. So I Google map it there, and I keep going around in circles in Publix. I'm like, where is this taking me? This is not taking me to the store. And I realized I just Googled the Publix, because it took me 8 minutes to figure that out, because I was so flustered already.
Oh, no.
So I finally find the place that's closed, says opened up at 10 o'clock. Dude. And it's like, 9 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, wait a minute. Well, you know, forget this place. I said, let me find another place. So I called a place, drove all the way to Altamont, went there. They said, hey, this is going to, you're not going to like this, but we can fix it, but you won't get back for 3 weeks, and it's going to be $1,200.
What?
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. No, there's no way this could be $1,200. So I said, I got a second opinion. Dude. He goes, well, anywhere you go, because I guess these new MacBooks have these Retina screens, so like a high-tech screen in them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wait, I'm not a Mac guy. What does a MacBook cost these days?
Oh, my God.
Like $3,000.
I was thinking $3,500 would have been my guess. Price is Right rules, I would have lost, though. I went over.
Yeah, so I...
$1.
I heard that, and I'm already flustered. I said, man, this is not going to be pretty. And plus, I started researching. I pulled over, started researching. I said, let me just see if I can find a screen, and then, you know, go to a place where I can find this and get it fixed. And so I drove all the way back to the other place in Castleberry. The guy actually called me. He goes, hey, you called like about 8 times. We're open now. He goes, I said, yeah. I said, you need to fix your Google store hours, because it said you were open. He goes, really? I didn't know that. I said, yeah, man. I said, sorry.
Hey, Mr. Computer.
Or get rid of the drop off as your address.
Yeah. Because I have everything on that damn computer. I mean, I got exactly. Best stuffs I'm working on. Everything flows to that computer.
That's your life, yeah.
So I went in there, and he's talking on the phone. He goes, yeah, bro, did you get an opinion already? I said, yeah, $1,200. He goes, yeah, it's going to be the ballpark. He goes, I can see what I can do for you, but if you want to bring it in. I said, well, I'm headed there now. So I drove in, got the computer out, and he kind of looked in. He goes, okay, it's not as bad as I thought. It's going to be about
$850. Oh, wow.
And my heart just sunk, and I go, well, I said, how quick can you do it? He goes, well, for $20, you can overnight the part. I could probably have it to you done by tomorrow, which he goes, and we're open to 7. I said, well, I'm on the air, so I'm probably not going to get the computer back till Thursday.
Oh, my God.
And I need it. It's like I do everything on that damn computer. You know, there's going to be no open mics today, because I don't have a computer to do it.
I've already promoted it. Take back. Yeah, I do take back on the open mics.
Yeah. That's all right. You're still leaving, but we'll...
I cannot believe, you know, with every piece of money I've got going out right now, that
you're hemorrhaging money.
I'm just I don't know what to do. I literally don't know what to do. I'm like numb. And then this effing hum. I come here. I'm sick of technology. Sick of it.
And wait, and we haven't even gotten to the condo yet. I'm afraid to ask. God.
I'm tired of bleeding. Now, I can't do this anymore.
No, wait. Yeah. Help me out here. So you have the audio cable. You think it was some... It wasn't the metal hitting of some frequency thing that cracked it? What do you think?
It was this.
No, he just put the book down and it slammed.
This was still sticking out.
Just the brass against the glass.
A little dent. And it's like these new Retina screens Macs have, and they're very sensitive. I'm like, he's like, well, yeah, man. He goes, that's what's going to cost you. It's like Mac releases these new screens, because they're really, you know, 4K, you know, quality and stuff.
But why can't they make those out of Gorilla Glass? Seriously?
I know. I don't know.
It makes no sense. Well, it's because then when they when they break, people have to replace them. And
I know, but how many times do you think people are going to do that?
People are crazy for their technology. They'll pay anything.
No, I'm sorry.
And then I text, Angel, told her what was happening. She goes, I'm speechless. And then, probably not the best time to reprimand somebody about how they do things,
Oh, no.
And she goes, well, you just got to take better care of your things.
Oh.
I go, what? Take better care of my things?
Kick you while you're down.
I worship my Mac computer. What are you talking about?
My ears were ringing over in New Smyrna, and I couldn't figure out why. I felt that over there. Man.
I said, this is not the time or place in a text message to tell me I need to take better care of my things. Yeah, I don't wash my car, but you know what? I take care of my things, especially when it comes to electronics,
Yeah, that's true. That you are a definitely...
I got to dump that.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Jeez.
I don't know. And I just been in, and then I had to deal with that. I'm like, man, we can't, we can't seem to, but we got it right. We're fine now. And I'm glad everybody was patient. Everybody wants to play engineer. And then there's people asking about, Gainesville signal on a text message. And like, I don't know. I got other fish to fry in here. I'm trying to figure stuff out in here.
Dude, you're being overwhelmed.
Well, and then, when I got to work, I got on the computer and started downloading some stuff. So I think I can do best ofs on the work computer that I have.
Oh, that's
but great. I went again to Frank Mike Lindell's social media site.
Nothing.
I got the page. I signed up, and I got the error message.
Oh,
now, he's claiming... Again. Yeah, Mike Lindell's claiming that he had, in less than 24 hours, 1 billion people hit that website.
He's saying he sabotaged, though, right?
He's saying it's sabotage. I say, you know what the hell you're doing. I mean, especially if you got 1 billion people hitting that website.
No doubt.
And the fact that you have to sign up is just so old school. It's like you're in 2007. You have to put your... It's just not friendly at all. And I say, blame it on a conspiracy. If someone trying to take you down, I blame it on, you probably don't have the right people doing your damn website.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Sounds like it.
Yep.
Because if you have 1 billion people hitting there, you knew when you did this that you would have a lot of people coming. So you know that you had to have things backed up. You know that you had everything in order.
Yeah, you had to have top-notch stuff.
Think of it. Google gets a billion people hitting it constantly, and they have no problems.
I don't understand the guy. So I'm getting a little frustrated with Mike Lindell. I went there. I signed up. So when it gets fixed, I can go on there and check it out. But
does he have a target date when all this should be settled?
No.
Or no?
Not at all.
So they're making you like a registered user, like when you want to buy something from somewhere?
Yeah, it's so old school.
I don't even like to do that on a shopping site. I hate that.
Yeah.
It's just so old school the way he's doing it. And I'm excited about it. I want this to work for him. But, man, when you build something like that.
He's got to prepare and know that it's going to be a huge,
You send in the beta.
Deal.
You do a beta test. You send some emails like, hey, you want to sign up and test this thing out for me? Exclusive people can come in. That's how you work out the bugs.
This thing was dead in the water from the get-go, though. The name is stupid, and it's just not going to work. I remember I said to you yesterday, Jeff, these things never work. I love the guys at Parler. I love what they're doing. It's just never going to be Twitter. Never works. Good, though.
No. Yeah, I mean,
you're more of an optimist than me, though. I got to give you that.
I mean, we need something like that.
Yes, we do.
We really do. And it's just like a shame. It's like, man, come on. Maybe just stick to pillows. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, no, he's got dog beds and sheets from Giza cotton from Egypt.
Right. That's right. 1300.
I'm bitching at a guy about media, but my damn MacBook Pro, bro. Damn screen. All I had to do was shut it down.
What happened with the condo now? What's going on with that?
I got to say, last night we went out for a few adult beverages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the last thing Jeff said to me was, in regards to the construction, I have no idea what's waiting for me at home.
Did they put up the plastic?
No.
Are you kidding me?
You slept in dusty sheets?
I slept. Well, it wasn't that dusty in the room.
I told
you can feel it.
I hate the gritty sheets when the fine dust seeps in. Listen, I've got my pillow sheets. They're actually very comfortable. I'll send you a pair. Buy one, get one free. My sister sent me two.
They're comfy sheets.
They're very comfortable.
What happened when he got home now? With the condo?
The wall was knocked down, and then this morning he's texting with me, and he goes, hey, do you want to put the kitchen sink 2 feet farther? And I said, well, how much is that going to cost?
Exactly.
And they got to do that wall. I need to know the facts. Yeah. And he goes, hey, man, your second deposit's due? And I'm like, oh, man. So I send him some money, and then I get the Mac. I feel really defeated today.
Oh,
there's no hope in sight. But
So this is what they call white privilege.
Yeah,
I'm getting that feel.
So if I'm making someone feel really good about their life right now, I'm glad I'm Joel Osteen in you right now.
If you found your
yeah, where's the cube?
Right. If you found your wife in bed with some with your neighbor or your best friend, think of Jeff.
Yeah.
Make you feel a lot better.
yeah, exactly. It's true. And then, you know, I saw this and Lynn Wood. Remember Lynn Wood?
The lawyer, yeah.
Lawyer in Atlanta. OAN News, they had to, like, take him off the air. They were like, he was up in, I believe it was, like, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they were, like, doing some kind of a conference or something. And he started talking about the, I don't know, this guy... It's another guy you want to like get behind and go,
right.
I want to believe this guy.
He's getting a little bit out there.
Right. Like Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
A lot like Mike Lindell. But
he started off wacky, though, Lynn. You know,
he did well defending the Covington kid, Nick Sandman. He did well there, and he seemed normal lawyer, you know, going for the kid. And now it's just like but he got banned from Twitter too, didn't he?
Yes.
He's another one.
And so he's saying at this little thing, he started talking about, he goes, I went through 4 divorces, and that's less than King David. So he went to scripture on that.
He didn't cite scripture. Henry VIII.
yeah. He goes, but God forgave me. And when the time comes, he's ready. You've been learning. I've been learning. God shows us things. And he was telling us to all the people that were in attendance. Then he paused briefly, and then he said, basically, he goes, he's going to rebirth you into a spirit world, and he just went off on this tangent, and create exactly that person that he intended you to be while drawing the letter Q with his finger, like QAnon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
And then he kind of went on, and then he was... He had a couple of small remarks, and then what does the Q mean? He says, don't ever give give up hope on this country. So he did like the Q, like the QAnon, like people were like he's saying, like QAnon still got it right, something's going to happen here. And then the ON News just completely pulled the whole segment off the network. I don't know.
Too wacky.
What do you think? I mean, I don't know what to think about this guy. It's, you know, like I said, like, very Mike Lindellis out there. I don't hate men of faith that kind of want to bring that, but... I don't know. They just seem so out there, and we can't relate to them. You know what I mean?
Have you talked to Tim Foyle, Tom, about this?
No, I don't.
No, you know what? He's a brilliant lawyer. We could agree on that. He's a brilliant lawyer, but he's seemingly forgotten what his strong point is, which is the law. And, you know, I've talked to guys like this. They start talking about how Donald Trump related to the King Judea coming down from the mountain and the king will return. And a lot of them have given me this same speech. And it has absolutely nothing to do with religion. Religion and Donald Trump getting back into office are two different things.
Right.
Sometimes they're combining the two.
That's what I'm saying. It's not in their eyes. They feel like it's, not coincidental. It's not to happen.
Donald Trump was a great president. But is he some type of deity? No.
No.
No. He's great for the stock market. He's great for America. He's great for we, the forgotten man. But he's not going to rebuild Solomon's temple over there.
No, don't think so.
Well, Trump was on Sean Hannity, and he said he's beyond seriously considering a run at 2024. Trump said this on Sean Hannity.
But what was the term? It was like serious. It was considering seriously, something like that. Beyond seriously, right? A weird use of words.
Which could be interesting for sure. We talked about his age yesterday, about him being up there, but look at Biden's age, you know. I think he's in better health than Biden, truthfully.
Oh, totally. No, well, mentally and physically.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And the guy's likes his 2 cheeseburgers from McDonald's. And
unapologetic about the fact that he eats like a goat. He right, just doesn't care.
And I don't know if you saw this, but I'm going to miss some. He was actually a couple blocks from my house in Lakeland. But Sheriff Grady Judd, he was with DeSantis, our governor, here in Florida. And he basically, and I don't know if you know about Sheriff Grady Judd. But
I know the name.
He's the one that busts all these, you know, mm-hmm. child, you know, sex trafficking and all these things. So he takes these little... pictures and he throws them down, like, and he goes, this guy right here is going to prison, you know. And he goes, and he was
he's old school,
and he'll read it verbatim what they did.
Is this before a guy's convicted or after?
Well, after they get arrested, he goes, this guy was arrested for prostitution, blah blah, with a third count, blah blah. And then DeSantis was right behind him, was doing it. He goes, this is a peaceful riot. This, and then it showed like fire and people running. He goes, this is not. And if you do this, you're going to jail.
He's just like straight out from
and DeSantis is sitting there. He's back there just smiling. Grit. But that's, you know, Grady Judd is probably the best sheriff Florida's ever seen. I mean, he's phenomenal. I just like how he just says, you're going to jail.
Yeah. I've heard him called the East Coast Joe Arpaio.
Yeah.
That's, I've heard him called that. The East Coast Joe Arpaio. Although he doesn't make them wear pink underwear and jammies. I would rank him as a badass.
Yeah, no question.
And then real
That's
quick,
what we need.
They're real quick too. I saw this; it's pretty interesting. A South Florida restaurant buys robots to fight staffing issues. If you look at this,
what?
They have robots that can serve and sit you down. That you know, because they can't anybody to work in the restaurant.
Right.
Oh my
so,
God, that's gonna be crazy.
These robots can bring your food out. They can talk to you and say how many are in your party, and they'll walk you to your table because there's.
Wait, how much does a robot like that cost?
They spent $30,000 on two of them. Now think about that. You know, I said, you know, people don't want to work. We're going to be replaced by robots. People want to take their, you know, government checks. Like, I'm making more sitting at home.
That's going to go wrong at some point, believe me.
Do you have to tip them? What do you do? Give them a little 3-in-1 oil? What do you do?
They don't have to take a smoking break.
That's true. That would be good. I mean, you wouldn't have to literally tip. If they brought you a thing.
And you don't have to pay medical benefits. You don't have to pay a salary. You don't have to put up with them calling in sick because they don't feel good and they're on their friend's boat and they put it on Facebook.
Little WD-40 action.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You know, maybe. Wow.
Jeez. Well, that's it for Yanking at Yofrey today.
Oh, man. That's a tough day to be Yofrey.
I'll tell you.
Poor Unbelievable. Guy. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about Jeff, because we could do a whole week of shows just on what he's got going on in the last 24 hours.
We can't pick on him today.
Unbelievable. We're going to be reading your tweets. Listen to me. Reading your texts, taking your calls, 321-339-1055. Everybody can get the vaccine now. Would you get it is my question. And we're also going to be picking on stud Ron DeSantis for sneaking in just before midnight $1 billion in online sales taxes. Still love him. It just proves that no one's perfect here on the Shannon Burke Show.
Hey, you got Bush? You probably do if you haven't tried the best products from our sponsor today, Manscaped. After using these life-changing products, you're going to want to join a ball sack beauty contest. I'm looking out for you, too, because I also have an exclusive 20% discount. Use code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Inside the perfect package, you'll find the crop preserver, the ball deodorant. You'll also find crop reviver, the ball toner, a spray-on testy toner designed to make your balls smell irresistible. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for your bush trimming and get 20% off and free shipping with the code FLMAN at manscaped.com. Escape.com.
Welcome back to the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. DJ's here, Jeff is here. My name's Lou Pate, in for Shannon. He will return tomorrow. And we are keeping an eye. We were covering a lot of things here. Most recently, Jeff's nightmare with computers, technology, and his renovation, but we are also monitoring for you, the listeners to the Shannon Burke Show, the Chauvin verdict, which will be read shortly. We are glued to the TV, and we'll probably go to that live once they're going to make that announcement. But for the last, what's it been, guys? The last half hour or more, it's been the talking heads analyzing and what's going to happen, what's going to happen. I'm not a legal mind, but when a jury is out for such a short period of time, it usually means that it's going to be guilty. Will it be guilty on all charges? Will it be guilty on the most serious or only the lesser charges? Or, which will probably be a shock, will there be an acquittal? Nobody knows. The world is speculating right now.
There is no way on this planet
there will
be an acquittal.
I agree with you, DJ, on that. But here's the thing. Now, I wonder, and we're going to get to Governor DeSantis. We're going to get to the vaccine and all of that, and your texts, so keep those coming in, is we all agree we would not want to be on this jury because they're all going to be targeted. And there's only way to know is to ask them, have they felt pressured?
I guarantee it.
I mean, if you're a juror and you know that if you acquit this guy, that we agree even if he's found guilty, there's going to be looting because they just want free stuff. But if you acquit him, they're going to burn down the city. They're going to burn down multiple cities. I predicted yesterday it's going to spread nationwide. So do you as a juror feel, can you just look at that, look at the evidence and forget all of that that's happening? I find that impossible. that.
I can't believe they found jurors that didn't know about this or see the evidence.
Well, they lie.
I'm sure.
They lie.
I guarantee it.
Could you, I mean, imagine, you know, you've been selected before or try to get out of it when you go on there. And could you imagine, like, I would have to lie to get out of that thing because I would not want to be, do you lie? Oh, yeah, I lie. Yeah. I lie every day.
Yep. See, I would be thinking book deal. You know, I'm going to get on TV. Maybe someone will actually hire me. You know, we go back to. I'm thinking I'm going to have my notes and I'm going to memorize everything and I'm going to ride this thing all the way to the big dollar days. That's what I would be thinking.
Man. I'm thinking about my family and my life.
Well, Lou, then,
being on there, you know.
Then, Lou, your dreams come true. All those books you read about murder, murder would happen to you. And there'd be a book about you. Look at that.
And Antifa is a bunch of wussies with a capital P. That's all they are. I'm not scared of them. I mean, they're just a bunch of punk-ass biatches. That's really all they are.
You're going 80s.
I have to go retro with my slang because I've been dumped once already.
Yes.
Today. So I'm learning as we go. But listen, there are kindred spirits out there for you, Jeff. Sean writes in, damn, Yofrey, no respect.
No respect. Aww.
I get no respect.
The universe.
Dangerfield.
The universe is not kind to you today. I don't. This has to end. Buy a lottery ticket. I mean, throw $2 down, and something's got to swing your way. The planets have to align for
you. Yeah, the last 5 years have been a doozy. Outside of meeting Angel, Angel's been a real highlight of.
Yeah, but you've had some good things happen.
Yes, I have.
You know, so can't. It's not all bad, but man, you're on a tear right now.
Dwayne writes in, Yofrey did Yobin's work for killing that gremlin. What is that? What gremlin? Did you kill a gremlin? I'm not here.
No, his freaking computer was a gremlin, or this little thing is a gremlin.
Yeah, something like that.
What the hell is that, by the way? Why is that even?
It's an audio cable to plug in.
Ah, okay.
In reference to vaccines, Farmer Dan writes in the last decade in the U.S., fewer than 1,000 people died from vaccines in 6 months, over 3,000 dead from the vax, yet it's safe. I haven't heard that. I cannot confirm or deny that 3,000 people have died from this new vaccine. Have you guys heard anything like that?
I'm sure they're never going to have the numbers accurate. Just like the CDC with the pandemic. Nothing has been accurate.
I'm noticing on the TV screen that the lawyers are starting to talk fast. So maybe they got like the 2-minute notice or something like that. This guy's trying to get in all of his talking points before they pull the plug on him. So that's what we have going on there. But yes, we're waiting for the verdict. It's going to be a big deal. I'm predicting riots regardless of what happens, whether he's acquitted, whether he's found guilty on some charges, whether he's guilty on all charges. It's going to be a nightmare because, again, in my humble opinion, nobody cares about George Floyd. Nobody cares about Derek Chauvin and whether he's a murderer or not. They might hate him, but at the end of the day, the powers that be that organize these riots, and these are organized riots. This is not like grassroots stuff.
Right.
I mean, there's a small fringe of people that come out and run to the Foot Locker and, you know, get their sneakers and things like that. But you have organized efforts of Antifa and other groups, BLM. Literally going city at Black Lives Matter, which is a fraud and a con.
No, that's the biggest one.
Going city to city, the same people, and yet the media won't cover that. It's like really professional agitators, I guess you would call, and nothing is done about this. These people are allowed to do this.
Well, what I told you yesterday, what I've been laughing about, it. There's no preparation from the police. From the National Guard, because you know they're going to riot. So I don't understand why they've taken no action whatsoever.
And to your credit, DJ, you said that those National Guardsmen at our nation's capital should be brought to Portland and should be brought to Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And I still predict this is going to spread to other cities. They're going to riot simply as a means to get free stuff. So no more Confederate statues? Is that off the table? They don't go after those anymore?
Give it a couple months or so. Yeah.
Or is that very 2020?
Well, think about it. The cancel culture has stopped.
Yeah.
For a couple of weeks now, we haven't heard of anything new being canceled.
Yeah, it's cycles. You get guns, violence. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Guns just expired a week ago. But
So maybe some statues in the next couple of weeks or something.
Apparently go sex scandal, denial, guns, denial, border. Denial.
No border. No, don't say you're not allowed to talk about the border.
It's a challenge. It's not a crisis.
Jen Psaki said you're not allowed to talk about the border. Even Biden isn't allowed to have his own opinion on the border.
Where the hell is Kamala? Has anybody even seen her?
The last time she was seen was greeting the prime minister from Japan. But prior to that and since then, no, she's been a ghost.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude, it's just hysterical.
It's insane.
Your job is to go down there and take care of business, and you've never been down there, or you can't be seen at all.
No, she's in Chicago grabbing a freaking Danish.
But here's the thing. And not to go off on a different topic, we're still waiting for the verdict, and when it comes to you folks listening to the Shannon Burke Show, we'll be hearing it live, is that when Biden made the announcement that she was going to be put in charge of fixing the border.
Yeah, delegated.
When big announcements like that are made, the person's usually standing by their side.
Right.
And you know, then they say a few words, or we're going to do, you know, they say some baloney. But this didn't even, it's almost like they just made it up a minute before, or he made it up literally himself right there. And she was like, what? She's over there screaming at the contractors because she doesn't like the design of the place she's staying in.
She doesn't
in.
Feel the vibe.
She's not feeling the vibe. Thank you, DJ. Jeez. And was like, that's news to me. But for what's it been, 3 weeks since he said that? She has not gone down. She has not made a statement. She has not done
Guatemala,
anything.
Guatemala, didn't she meet with the president of Guatemala, I guess? She went, what, yesterday or something?
What is that? For what, though? And what's the point?
I guess to stop the surge of Guatemalans over the border.
She's going to go down there, take a vacation.
Exactly.
Yo, Fred, doing. I think this one's for you. Jason writes in, if you call technical support, would you prefer to hear someone with an Indian accent or Bubba answer the phone?
I'll take Bubba all day long.
Exactly.
I can understand Bubba.
Could you picture Bubba, but picture Bubba with an Indian accent?
Like, no.
I don't even know if I could do that.
No.
Hello, this is Bubba.
No. He'd be like, can you scrawl? Can you scroll on your screen? That would be classic. Oh man, that's bad luck, dude. I feel bad for you. I really do, because you just got that damn thing, and it's expensive.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, okay.
All right, leave me alone.
We'll drop it. Leave me alone.
I got one. Why one for me? Finally, the host.
Uh oh.
Well, one for me that doesn't say where Shannon. There you go. We got a bunch of those. Boy, it's nice to be loved. Hey, Lou, welcome you from the Bronx. Do you remember Frankie and Johnny's Pine Tavern on Bronxdale Avenue? That is my cousin's place. I think he just got in a free plug for his cousin's place. I think I just, Frankie and Johnny's, great restaurant, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great restaurant. They give you tons of food. There's no way that you could
walk away hungry.
Yeah, easy. And I got a little death story about Frankie and Johnny's, too.
Oh, Jesus.
After we laid my father to rest, that's where we went.
Oh, Jesus. That's too close to home.
So, man, thanks, Al the Mailman, for making me feel bad remembering that. You know what I'm saying? Freaking up. But it was. And they took care of us fantastic that day, because it was a very emotional.
And Al has an accent you would love. It sounds just like home.
Ryan writes in, did the jurors have to get back to the Chauvin verdict, which we're awaiting here at the Florida Man Radio Network? Did the jurors have to get their wills or final affairs in order before the verdict? It's a good question.
I would assume yes, because when you're on that jury, I guarantee people are, you know, you're targeted, no question.
And here's one for me from the area code 423. This one's going to hurt, guys.
Uh-oh.
You're not Shannon Burke.
Oh,
man.
He's Lupe.
Oh, man, I'm not Shannon
exactly.
Burke.
He's Lupe.
Does that mean I'm not Mothman either?
That's a definite. Who is?
There's only one. There's only one Mothman. One of the many personalities that.
And you don't
there.
Want to piss him off. That's
we might get a Burke Comrex in after the verdict.
That would be welcome. Sure, that'd
he
be
says
fantastic.
He's back home.
Nice.
Is it going to work though?
Oh,
are there going to be technical issues on our end? No, it'll work from his end. Is it going to work on our end? Now, but here's the thing. All kidding aside. This verdict is obviously going to blow everything, all other stories off the map. It's going to be the story of the day. It's what they're going to be talking about from here till who knows when. So Maxine Waters gets a pass, okay, for basically flipping off the judge, telling him my words don't matter when it comes to this trial, and calling and inciting violence, inciting riots, which are going to take place. During the post-analysis, over-analysis, nothing. It's gone. It's done. It's already a dead story that she did this. So she gets away with it again, just like she got away with it in 1992. And now I'm looking at the pictures on TV, folks, for those people listening. And the crowd is gathering. It doesn't say where that is. Is that outside the courthouse?
Yeah, it looks like
it. But look at the school bus. Look, they're bussing them in. Look at the school bus in the background. Now, you know, that's not a school bus with children on it, because what school bus driver who's hauling kids going to drive through that route where there's a riot is imminent, and whether it's one of celebration or not, a school bus. It's amazing.
No, I don't know, man.
Oh, okay.
We got Al the mailman.
Oh, Al the mailman. Al, I was only kidding you when I said you made me feel bad, but we did go to Frankie and Johnny's.
Hey, Lou, you know what? You're a good guy, man. You sound great.
Thanks.
I mean, you're not Shannon, but you're doing great, man.
I'm only wearing size 10 and a half boots. I think he wears like 15. Big shoes to fill.
You don't have any tattoos either, so.
How do you know?
But. Forget about it.
How do you know? Looking at my window. This guy's like Ed Till, looking at my window.
We have cameras in here, man.
Hey, Lou, Frankie and Johnny's was my cousin's place, but my father used to have a place. Where'd you live in the Bronx?
Listen, I'm not going to tell you because my mom still lives there.
You didn't have to say that.
I'm only kidding you. I lived in Pelham Bay and Country Club.
Okay. Oh, my cousin Tony C. He was a DJ. He lived in Country Club right on Country Club Road.
I don't want to say the street he lived on, but I knew him very well. I was in.
He passed away.
I know. Anthony. I know. I don't want to say his last name. His father was a barber. Cut my hair 1,000 times.
He cut my hair. Oh, he's lost it, man. He's got dementia all the way, man. I'm sorry to bring the show down.
You could email me. Just email me lupe@gmail.com and we can go through it. I don't think Shannon's listeners want to go down and walk down memory lane with me and Tony C and all of that. Well, he was a great guy, God. Though.
I love you, Lou.
I love you too, Al. Thanks.
You hear the accent. God. I love it.
Oh, man. I tell you.
It's home.
If I was filling in for Michael Savage, I'd be kicked off the air right now.
Why?
No personal stories. That's what he used to scream. No personal stories. So, Al the mailman. Yeah, just unbelievable. So, Dave writes in, good show. We like that. Nice. So, see, some people are nice. Al the mailman. But the whole neighborhood's changing back there now. Not for the better.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, here is it. Al, listen to this. Again, we're still waiting that verdict. It'll be read shortly.
What are people applauding over here? That's what I'm trying to figure
someone,
out.
Someone with a microphone screening their head off, probably some propaganda. Where I grew up and where Al is talking about, the neighborhood where this family lived that he was acknowledging, his cousin who passed away, that is AOC's district.
Wow.
That is AOC's district.
You said you met her, right?
No, my nephew. My nephew picked her up in a bar once.
What?
Right on Middletown Road. Yeah, he picked her up. She was in a bar. He didn't know who she was. He just, you know, cute girl in a bar. And she started talking to him because he is handsome. He's a 6'6" guy. He's a handsome guy. My twin nephews, both handsome. They're the lady killers. And anyway, he picks up this girl. They start talking. I say pick up like it's the 70s, you know, dating myself here. He meets this girl in the bar. They start chatting it up. They go outside for a cigarette. And they're just chatting it up, and she starts telling him how she's going to run for Congress because the seat that covers this neighborhood and part of Queens is ignored. It's unattended. Nobody's watching it. Even the congressman who has the seat, Joe Crowley, isn't paying attention, and she's going to run. And that's exactly what happened. Joe Crowley, who has a 10-term congressman, it was then District 7 when I was growing up. It is now District 14, is she ran. They had two debates. He didn't show up for the third debate. A district that has 690,000 potential voters, this is AOC's district, for the primary, only 27,000 voted. She got 15,000 votes, and that put her on the ticket. And in that district, as long as you're a Democrat, it doesn't matter what you are, they're going to vote you. You're going to get 80% of the vote. And that's how AOC got in. Because then former Congressman Joe Crowley, 20 years in Congress, looked past his opponent. You know what he was looking at? He was looking at that they knew the Democrats were going to take over the House, and he was in line for the speakership. He was going to challenge Nancy Pelosi for that speakership.
Oh, Jesus.
So he didn't care about the congressional seat. If you look at the history of his vote, he always got 84% of the vote, 80% of the vote, 74% of the vote, 89% of the vote,
basically, right?
And he was, as long as you get the nomination. And it was a June primary. New York City has never had a June primary, so it wasn't like it was November and it's election day and everybody's paying attention.
Caught everybody off guard, basically.
Caught everybody off guard. Nobody even knew. Most people I knew there didn't even know there was a primary.
Thank you, New York.
And they and they have closed. So 27,000 people. So you got 15,000 people out of 690,000 put AOC on the ballot.
Oh my
and now
God.
She's a lifer because she will never be taken off of that. And here's the
that's the scariest.
And here's
thing.
The thing. I'm embarrassed for my former neighbors because they know what she is. And I know these people. These are smart, good, hardworking people. And yet they ran a woman ran against her. She's a very popular newscaster, and she's Hispanic, female, speaks Spanish fluently, reached out to the Hispanic community.
Nothing.
But still, out of 690,000 votes in AOC's district, only 100,000 people voted in the last election. She got most, she got like 70 or 80%, whatever it is.
Oh my God.
And she just trounced the competition. No one's ever going to. So that's why they're gonna put her for senator next, which Schumer's worried about. And she's going to be on a presidential ticket.
I doubt it very soon. Because Pelosi does not like her at all.
Pelosi will be a dust ball by the time she's on. We'll Pelosi's see. 80 years old.
She can still screw people over pretty well.
But I
think we got Mr. Burke on the Comrex right now.
Oh, nice.
Get the story right.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's go to the phones. Shannon from Orlando, you're on the air.
Hi, big time fan, long time listener, first time caller.
Wait, hold on. Happy to be here. Can you turn down your radio?
A huge fan. Am I radio on?
Honey, turn it down. I'm on.
God,
I think I won.
Did I win? I hope I won.
Yeah, you get your prize in 7 months.
No, I got home and a little jet lag, but I realized this verdict thing was coming up. I've kind of been disconnected all day yesterday and today, and I got home and I let the dogs out and I changed out of my monkey suit and I said I'm going to grab a refreshing beverage so I can talk to my friends
nice.
On the radio.
Oh, sounds good.
Jealous.
Look, this is a momentous this is a big deal.
Huge, yeah. Huge. Or
and I don't know, what to expect. Quite honestly, I really don't.
Really,
I don't.
Wow,
I'm up in the air. I mean, he could be. What is he guilty of? Is he not guilty of anything? Is he guilty of manslaughter? Is he guilty of what was the other one?
Well, they did third degree.
Third degree.
I think he's guilty of all. I think he's going to be guilty on all charges. I really do.
But well, Shannon, what about that? They came back so quick. That's usually means guilty, but like you said, anything goes 50-50.
Yeah, they weren't pelted with a whole. I mean, they had a lot of there were a lot of experts on both sides, but you know, I think they came back early because there was no documents really to review. There was no, you know, they most of what they everyone had seen the tape 100 times. There wasn't a whole lot of written stuff to review and look over. And you know, maybe this is a sign. Well, here the real question is: regardless of the verdict, is it what do you call it? Is it do we still riot? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we burn cop cars when the LA wins the the championship. I mean, so this may be a championship.
That's a good point.
If it's a championship quality victory here for some people, you know what I mean?
BLM, yeah, you're
right.
We have all agreed. All three of us have agreed that yesterday and again this morning that even if he's convicted of all charges, they're still going to riot.
I mean, I would wonder where the wisdom is in that, and because you know, if you want to show the world and the country that you're displeased with police brutality, then you should show the same country that you're pleased when police officers who are guilty of it are charged and convicted of it.
Yeah. But we're not dealing with a rational thought process here. It's all about the
well, that's
narrative.
What I'm saying. Let's go and let's what they're saying now is let's. Yeah, you're right. We should celebrate and show them we're pleased. Let's burn down a courthouse.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I think this is all the narrative. This is all organized. It's not grassroots. It's the Democratic Party and their lemmings in the media pushing this narrative. I truly believe the Democratic Party wants riots.
Right. Hey, I just noticed the clock. It's time to break. The verdict's coming up. We won't miss it. And if with your permission, Lou, I'd like to hang around.
Oh, sorry, it's your show today. Sir, listen, caller, we're going to a break. Can you hold for the break?
Yeah, let's take it now. Hang on. It's the Shannon Burke Show. Florida Man Radio. No.
Welcome back to the Shannon Berg Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. We are
starting Shannon Berg.
Starting Shannon Berg. I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special treat for you. Shannon, this is like yesterday when I appear Mondays at 6. So 6 o'clock yesterday, I had to interview myself.
It was pretty bad.
And now,
right. How'd that go?
I didn't get the answers I was looking for. It's a tough interview. And now we have Shannon Berg as a special guest on the Shannon Berg Show.
Yeah, I got back and home and realized this verdict thing was going down, and you know it's a big deal. So I figured I would with your permission, step in and you know talk about it with you guys.
That's no, it's great. we've been doing a lot of different things as we kind of killing time waiting for them to come down, because it's been about an hour now since they said the verdict has been reached, and they're just overanalyzing it to death on TV.
Right. I'm looking at the crowd shot here, yeah. And it looks about the same as the crowd that gathered in front of the Seminole County Courthouse for the Trayvon Martin shooting, Zimmerman trial, thing. That's not that impressive, but it's, you know.
It looked better from a ground shot, though, Shannon. Looks like, oh my God, look at that. But you look at it from above, it's nothing.
Well, they're just there to hear the verdict. The other people are out waiting for the verdict, spread around strategically near a stack of bricks somewhere.
Exactly. Waiting for the truck to drop off the bats and the bricks.
Right.
You see the sign? There was a sign that wasn't in that last shot, but it was like, justice, the world is watching. I don't think the people who are pushing this narrative care about George Floyd or Derek Chauvin.
I don't think so either. I mean, let's face it, by all accounts, George Floyd was a scumbag who was a drug addict in and out of jail, pointed a gun at a lady's pregnant stomach. I mean, it was not a good person, drug habit, blah, blah, God knows what else. But still, the guy was treated like Elvis Presley in his death. His funeral was amazing. He's been lionized and painted. They're talking about statues of him. They painted murals of him. I'm sorry. I mean, the guy was obviously...
POS,
But still... he didn't deserve that because of his past. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But he certainly didn't deserve that for what he had done in his past. But with regard to his past, I mean, there's nothing redeemable about him that would give him the status that he's been given. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Not that I know of.
No, it's just the timing.
And he most certainly doesn't deserve to have a high school named after him, which they're talking about as well. Jesus. They're taking down the names of American heroes off of schools, yeah. and they're replacing them. Well, he hasn't gotten a high school yet, but he will eventually. You'll see.
Right. Well, why don't they just name a high school Fentanyl High School? Yeah.
Well, they'll have a special fentanyl lab in the back.
It'd be called FU. No.
Yeah. Fentanyl University. There you go. But, Shannon, do you think, I was saying that I believe that it's not just going to be Minneapolis. I believe they're going to use this as an excuse to riot in numerous cities. Portland being the exception, because that's just standard now. Every night they're just rioting.
Right. It'd be unusual if Portland took a night off. Maybe they'll take a night. Maybe in support of the George Floyd deal, they'll take a night off from rioting just tonight. That's kind of a reverse effect to them.
You guys handle it tonight. We're going to take a day off.
In remembrance of the verdict and George Floyd today, we will not, for the next 24 hours, we'll stop burning stuff down.
But then we're back on schedule.
Yeah, we'll start again at 8 a.m., bright and early tomorrow morning.
Get your rest, kids.
Yeah. Fill up those gas cans. We'll see you around 8.
Those Molotov cocktails are not going to light themselves.
And now, Walter Mondale died there, Shannon. He's a son of Minnesota, and this is just going to, you know, no one's going to even think about Walter Mondale. Holds the record for losing 49 states in the 1984 election.
And, blown right off the front page.
And that's kind of minor, you know, our condolences to the Mondale family. But who's getting a pass that pisses me off is Maxine Waters now. She's getting a pass, inciting riots, inciting violence. She was chastised by the judge, Peter Cahill, the judge in this case, yesterday. And today she's like, my words don't matter, because she knows there's no repercussions. There's no accountability. Yeah. She can just do whatever she wants. And if they riot tonight, she really doesn't think it's on her. And get this, you were busy, but I don't know if you saw, Nancy Pelosi said that she does not think that Maxine Waters should apologize for her violent rhetoric.
Jesus, Palomino, man. it's amazing that Trump said the word fight once or twice in a speech. That incited an insurrection. Mm-hmm. And she's literally telling people to go get more confrontational. You need to do more. You need to be more of a dick in the streets. You need to, you know, you need to ratchet it up. And nothing. Crickets. Absolute crickets.
It's unreal.
It's an incredible hypocrisy. you know, and at the time when DeSantis passes the anti-riot bill, which I think is brilliant, now the liberals are picking it apart, saying that, oh, it gives you the right to run over anybody in the streets. I'm like, no, it really doesn't. Oh, yes, it does. My younger liberal brother, by the way, has unblocked me, ladies and gentlemen.
What? Oh, Sean has stuck his head up.
I started getting some messages, and it was what I felt about this DeSantis law. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I think most of the law makes great sense. And if I'm in a car with my family, and I'm surrounded by people who have blocked off a street, and they surround my car and start to beat on it and stuff, guess what? I'm hitting the gas.
Yeah. Yep.
There's no common sense reason to stand there and take your beating because you don't want to run someone over. I'm hitting the gas. Remember Reginald Denny? We all remember Reginald Denny.
Oh, sure. Yeah. The brick to the head.
Hit the frickin' gas.
Yep. Florence in a semi.
Florence and Normandy. That was the intersection, Florence and Normandy. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I don't know why, because I'm stockpiling useless information. Now, wait, hold on. So Sean, he dove right in. He didn't start out with, like, how's Kim?
No. No. Just right in. How do you think about this new law? It looks like, and I said, no. And I read the law over the weekend. I had nothing to do. I read it. It's only 60 pages long. It's a quick read. Most of it's blobbity blue, you know, and legalese. But in nowhere does it say you can just run anyone anytime you want in a protest. You can drive over somebody. It says if you feel you need to flee a mob for your safety and your family's safety, you won't be charged with injuries associated with your escape from your car being mobbed. That makes complete sense to me.
Absolutely. In reference to what DeSantis had signed in, the anti-mob law, the left is complaining that it violates their right to peaceful assembly and to free speech. Yeah, that was one of the Democrats' complaints that now he's stifling their free speech. I mean, they'll just say anything, and the reason they'll just say anything is because they are never called on it.
They'll say anything. You're right. There is no, because there's no consequences to anything they say. I mean, to them, there are consequences to the people. There are consequences to the people on the street. There are consequences to the citizens, but there are no, they have no consequence. What a life, man. What a wonderful way to just waltz right through your life with a ton of money, no consequences, say the most radical crap you've ever said in your life, be ridiculous as possible, just wave a wand of trillions of dollars and say ridiculous stuff that you try to impeach other people for.
Now, the judges in the courtroom, this is Judge Peter
Cahill. Here we go, yeah. I've got the audio here.
He's sitting there. Let's jump in and see what he says.
On count one, count two, count three.
Oh, that's Jeanine Pirro.
And then what will happen is that voice the defense can kill an or the judge on his or her own can say, I'd like the jury poll.
The judge is sitting there, for those who are not watching it.
Must state that verdict as an
Wow, we're just listening to Hooli Hoo. I'll turn her down.
Yeah, you can turn
the judge is checking her. Yeah, she's,
Everybody.
She looks like she's on her way out for a date tonight. She'll have a jacket on.
Purple.
Let's get this over with. Oh, here we go.
The courtroom is now in session. Let's go back to that. Thank you.
His heart's beating like a rabbit on a death sentence right now.
Damn right.
Don't shush me on my own show.
All right, please be seated. Members of the jury, I understand you have a verdict.
The sound doesn't match the picture.
I'm sure we're on different cable.
Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. Court File Number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count three. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count three, second degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019. Members of the jury, I'm now going to ask you individually if these are your true and correct verdicts.
Wow.
Please respond yes or no.
There you go. There should be no rioting now, right?
No, I mean, guilty on all charges.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. That's exactly. This is. Listen, a lot of people confuse justice with getting the outcome you want. You know, like if you don't get the outcome you want, then justice wasn't served. The process, the justice is a process of thing. It's not a result. And this was a very well thought out and planned and executed process. And this is the way it works. And that's the verdict. And America should now know that cops in America can go to prison for the rest of their lives. What do you think, Lou?
So now we move on to the sentencing. And the left is always looking for something not to be happy about, and they'll look at the sentencing, and if they're not happy with what he's given outside of the death penalty, they're going to go crazy. But to what you just said, it's exactly it. The system works because you disagree with the verdict doesn't mean that the verdict is wrong just because you disagree with it. And a lot that's what a lot of people get tangled up in with they let their emotions get involved with it. And it's like, that's not what I wanted, so it must be wrong.
Well,
and that's just
a majority of these people are happy right now. I got news for you. BLM's happy. You know, Antifa.
Yeah, they're
going to
be so happy they're going to go riot.
Yeah, that's the big question. Should they not riot? I mean, it would make a strong. Statement, so far, BLM has never made a real positive statement that both sides of the aisle or both, can get behind. You know, they're very, very divisive, and they never have an official spokesperson, and you never hear from them unless they're trying to defend their multiple mansion purchases. But it would be a great time. It would be a great time for Patrice, what's her name, to stand up and go public and say, "Listen, I urge all of you to support the message of Black Lives Matter to remain peaceful tonight. This is a result that was desirable to all of us. There's no reason for violence."
Exactly.
Patrice Coon Colors is what it was her name, if I can remember. Yeah, but she won't. She's probably out with a realtor now, driving around West Hollywood, is what she's doing,
looking for her next purchase.
But looking for a four or five ranch.
So do you? I think this. I still think they're going to riot. They'll be disappointed. They might be more low key than the anger, but I still think this.
Why
be
would
riot.
You?
No,
why
because
would,
it's why a celebration, Shannon. It's how they celebrate the games and everything else.
You said the NBA championship.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Burn I never understood that. I never, ever, 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 ever have I won something so great and wanted to destroy things around me. Never.
Exactly.
So wait.
Except for, like, destroy a bottle of booze.
Yeah,
maybe,
exactly.
You know?
So what did you think when we were kids a team would win the World Series and the fans would destroy the stadium? Remember that? Ripping up the field, taking off first base. I mean, it was weird. Ripping up the grass as if you could take it home and make it work somewhere in your living room.
There was a time when Dallas Cowboys won back-to-back Super Bowls in the 90s in my lifetime, and all I did was go out of my left my sister's house where I watched the game, went outside, and honked my horn a lot.
That was it. Yeah.
That was it. I was still hammered.
Hey, Shannon. that was Super Bowl 27, Super Bowl 28. I was at both of those. I attended both games.
Wow.
And we were so drunk. We were so happy. And then
were you a Bills fan?
No, Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
I'm
wow.
A Cowboys fan, yeah. Been a Cowboys fan since the days of since Craig Morton.
That's back
Craig
in the
Morton. Do
you know I'm older than you are, so don't play the age game here with me.
Don't play the age game.
No, he's older than you, Shannon.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
I remember when Staubach came out after his 4 years in
I look like hell, Musa. I must look like crap. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna get a facial done before I get back to work, and maybe get these lines taken out and get a peel. Maybe I don't know.
Hey, listen,
now you got me nervous.
I even hung in there during the lean years between the win against Denver and then the Troy Aikman years that you referenced. Yeah.
Brother, I was born and raised in Dallas. I automatically, even by birth, am a Dallas fan. And the stank years and the good years and the lean years. Yeah. I was the paper boy
Drew Pearson. I was going to mention that.
Just so you know, Shannon, the Dallas Cowboy flag in your office, it's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it better find itself.
It's way back.
And nobody look at that bump in my bag when I'm walking out either.
Gotcha.
There's also an autographed helmet in there.
I'm a big Cowboy fan. So now we have somebody with a bullhorn outside the courthouse.
Let's go live to the scene.
Trying to get everybody all riled up. Let's see what they're saying.
While we hear is Happy Hour's Helen's voice here.
Oh, Gene Giro, oh please. So they're, you know, they're looking up at the sky. There's people hugging each other.
Yeah, it looks like people are happy.
Yeah, they're mellow.
Yeah,
it's not look dark. At the people that are at the yet.
They're at the scene of the where the crime happened seem to be very relaxed.
Wow, come see, on, Gene. Nice.
Let me go to another station to see if I can find better audio.
Yeah, where's our remote? Do we have a remote in here? Yeah,
well, you can't listen to your TV while I'm on the Comrex.
Yes.
Oh. We're on the same switch. What are you? Go ahead. I'm not trying to
hijack it. It looks like they're walking. We're looking at the TV. It looks like they're walking to all of these people are walking, it seemingly from the courthouse to somewhere, but they're walking as if something is going on or going to happen somewhere down the street, but everybody's walking really slow. I mean, you wouldn't think that it's anything. I don't know if someone's going to make a speech or are they going to the location? I don't recognize this part of downtown. Is this where it happened?
If you see a lot of there's kind of a makeshift, I don't know if you call it a memorial or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's outside the grocery store that he was apprehended.
It looks like they're at the courthouse though. Well, the reporter on Fox News is saying he's on the ground there, and he's saying he compared it to like when a team wins a championship. So the Molotov cocktail should be coming out anytime soon now. But I say wait for dark, because there's a small percentage of people, the organized, the Antifas, they're not going to be denied.
Well, I'm over at CNN's coverage now. And there are huge groups that they're showing, big in Minneapolis there, hundreds and hundreds, perhaps 1,000 or more. And they all seem to be listening to somebody speak, and they all seem to be standing there fairly peacefully. Some masked, many of them masked.
Let's hope it stays.
These all just look like regular folks. I just saw a lady with a baby carriage and a small toddler next to the carriage, a smaller baby in the carriage.
Boy,
and
that's genius, bringing your kid to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proper parenting there, right?
Now they're chanting and there goes the Black Power fist.
There is a sign going up on CNN that says Black Joy.
Black joy. Not just justice, not just joy for justice.
Black joy.
Huh. I wonder how do you blame Donald Trump for this? Is there any way to drag Donald Trump in this for ratings? Or they won't need him for this. They'll go back to him tomorrow. Justice for George Floyd. Justice served with a question mark. Oh, look at Juan Williams. He's happy. He's smiling.
Where's he been? I thought he's on vacation.
he has the green screen behind him, so he must be in his house. He's probably got boxers on with that jacket and tie. No doubt he'll say something totally ridiculous.
What did he do? Get the COVID or something?
I don't know.
Oh, they had to go to him. Yeah.
They've had large.
What is he saying?
Liberations, not a long time. The key number, though, may be that 9 minutes and 26 seconds of video that they were shown. That was very clear. And the idea that, you know, anything about inhaling carbon monoxide, or he had drugs in his system, or he was using a counterfeit bill. All of these arguments that had been put forward really, I think, drained away because the jury had no questions during that for the court or for the lawyers in the course of their deliberations.
Let me ask you this, Blue.
Yes.
Do you think they came back with a quick verdict because they said, look, I don't care what y'all think about the evidence. I don't care what y'all think about any of this, but we need to do our part and convict on all counts, because if we don't, then one day they'll find where we live and we will become targets of their hate and their violence.
I think part of that came into it. We talked about that earlier, but we questioned, do you think the jury is feeling pressure that if they acquit this guy or don't convict him on the harshest charge, that they're going to be responsible for burning down the city and then possibly burning down their own home, because with the internet today, you could find where anybody lives.
That's right.
A part of that had to, yes, 100%, a part of that had to come into play, and there's no way to get around that. It just came too quick.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that guy got a fair shake from the jury, or do you think they just convicted because they wanted to do the save their ass, more or less, and, you know, stop a riot?
I'll say he got, in my opinion, he got a fair trial. Did he get a fair shake from the jury? I don't know. You'd have to be in the jury room, and we'll see as that, the interviews of the jurors come out, because there's always a handful that allow themselves to be interviewed.
That video is so damning. I think that was it.
Yeah, that was
but he got a fair trial.
Oh, there's no doubt, but I'm just saying that it's so obvious when you're watching that for 9 minutes, almost.
Yeah, but I'm
minutes.
Thinking like day one after the, you know, day two, day three, you know, they finish a day of, they all go back to the jury room and go, guilty.
Yeah.
And wait a second. Herb, we haven't heard the defense. I don't care. Guilty. Guilty.
No,
Herb, wait a second. Well, this is not the way this works. Oh, he's guilty.
Their deliberations were so short that I think they made their mind up before they even went into deliberate.
Yeah, I can guarantee. I guarantee it. I'm sure that maybe they didn't talk about it, but I think all of them in their mind had it known that this guy ain't. I'm not going to be caught up behind some freeing this guy, not behind this stuff.
No, well, sir. Yesterday we touched on a story. There was a witness for the defense that somebody threw a severed pig head through the window of their front house.
Classy.
So you think the jurors, they find out about that. They know that they're going to be on a list, and it's intimidation is what happened.
I don't know to what extent they were sequestered or if they even were sequestered.
They were not, no.
Yeah, so they were exposed to, you know, well, they were seeing all the everything they saw live in the courtroom, but they were also exposed to retribution that other people were receiving. You know, bloody pig head on the front door and pig's blood everywhere. It's not a good look.
You and then they go back to work. You voted to acquit. You're fired.
Right.
I mean, things like that would happen. They'd find some other cause. Oh, you haven't been performing well lately, Johnny. But no, you're fired.
I'd be worried about my life.
But the video, that video is so damning. Yeah, honestly, if I was the prosecutor, I would have played the video and said, "We rest. It's yours."
Yeah. Good luck.
That's it. Yeah, good luck.
You really could have in this case. I really think you could. And the defense could have taken 3 weeks, and still the guy would have gotten convicted.
And then my closing argument would have been, "Let's watch the video again." And then, it's like a mic. That's it. That's all I'm going
to
do.
In closing, Your Honor, I'd like to watch this 9-minute video.
My whole presentation would be 18 minutes, 9 and 9 on each end. And
you'd have one of these clocks in the studio just pointing at the jury. 9 minutes ticking slow off right in front of
you. So now what are this guy, when he's sentenced, he's going to get the max, because they'll riot if he doesn't get the max. And so he's going to be in isolation for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah. They don't treat cops too well in prison.
They are just, we've been talking a lot about my love of the true crime reading genre. And serial killers, child molesters are the bottom pecking order in jail. Yeah. And a speck above them is cops.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a little tiny bit above the kitty touchers.
It's only the kitty touchers.
Well, he'll be in an area where he's in protection. You know, he'll probably live the rest of his life the entirety of his sentence in isolation.
It has to be because they can't put him in general population, but they'll put him in what they call the celebrity wing, and then the left will say he's getting special white privilege in prison is what we'll be hearing about next.
I'll tell you who's really upset are guys like Al Sharpton, who tweeted this morning that he was going to fly. He was getting on a private plane to fly to Minneapolis to be, you know, Mr. Climate Change. He's getting on a private plane. Can you imagine Al Sharpton? I wouldn't be nearly. Why can't he fly commercial? I could walk right past him on an airplane and not give two rats ass about him.
Yeah.
But he flew out there to be with the family. The verdict was read, and now there's really he's not coming back with a check.
No, there's no one to give him a check. He's irrelevant. Al Sharpton's time has come. The days from the sweatsuits and the medallions to the custom made suits.
But I tell you one thing. I got to give that guy a lot of respect.
He never got his $90 million payday, though.
I got it.
Remember when he said, "You need to respect, respect." Idiot.
Let me just tell you this quickly. I worked for the Media Research Center, and I had a monitor. One of my jobs was to monitor his show and transcribe when he said something salacious.
Kidding? Oh,
and he was like, "Tomorrow we're going to be in the city. We're going to be funeralizing our brother." He would say stuff like that all the time.
I'm going to funeralize him.
he never got his $90 million payday, though, like Black Lives Matter. That's what frustrates him.
You know,
basically, they got him and Jesse have gotten crumbs compared to what these people are pulling in.
Yeah, they're like the new kids on the block when it comes to the racial shakedown, the art of the racial shakedown, you know? they're sitting there going, damn, man. But they're the old school shakedown guys. And, you know, now we got the young crew is in there, the VLMs, the young crew. Yeah. And they're finding that they're doing a much better job. you know, of shaking down. I mean, you gotta, they have to be looking at Patrice Cullors going, damn, man, she got like five houses.
Oh, yeah, I only got like two.
No good, man.
Him and Jesse Jackson, Shropton, their egos are so big. They're like, well, we laid the foundation for her.
Right.
She only has that because of us. We're in the streets. She's never been in the streets. I mean, they have to rationalize it somewhere. Maybe, they'll go nuts.
Maybe he gets a cut of the action.
Maybe
maybe they get 10% for the big guy.
That's true.
All right, we got a break, and I'm wasting the vacation day, so I'm gonna let you take it from here on in, brother.
We could pay you retro for the last 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll prorate it on the next check.
Stick around. The rest of the Shannon Burke Show is next without me, because I'm going to be drunk on my couch.
There you go.
It's the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network.
And I'm jealous.
A song I wrote one day while I was eating some pudding. Lunchtime at the Applebee's, at the counselor's freshly wiped down table. He lines up all his condiments so he can read all their labels. Silverware still warm, straight from the dishwashing machine, with a stack of hundreds in his hand. He gently falls to sleep. And he says, it's just me, my cash, and I. Drunk up in Applebee's once again. And this midday, he is ordering the strawberry daiquirita. Struck out again. His waitress is in sandal, and her name is Hazel. She always has to shake him, but he's drunk on the table. Silverware is cooled off just a bit. When counsel pukes on his money, but it's all counterfeit. And his true religion gene split. It's just me, my cash, and I. Drunk up in Applebee's once again. And this afternoon he's ordering the strawberry daiquirita. And last night he struck out again. You have the power to quit. But you struck out.
Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. Dan is here. Or DJ is here. Sorry about that. DJ is here. Jeff is here.
All right.
And Lou Pate is here. Shannon Burke, our special guest, just left, and he'll be back tomorrow for a full 4 hours, so you definitely want to keep it here on the Florida Man Radio Network, well, all throughout the day. Shannon joined us to talk about the Derek Chauvin, the verdict, guilty on all charges, second-degree murder is the first charge. Third degree murder was the third charge was second degree manslaughter. It's just easier, DJ, to say guilty of all charges.
I couldn't tell you what the first
guilty
one was
guilty on all
either.
Charges. And right now we're looking at what's going on downtown Minneapolis. It's still daylight. That's my caveat there. It's still daylight. And the crowd doesn't look like your regular Antifa folks. No one's wearing black hoodies with masks. These guys are waiting for tonight. You will see. There will be fires burning because they don't care about George Floyd. This is my opinion, and hopefully I'm wrong.
Yeah, hopefully I'm wrong. Man. But, you know, it seems calm right now. That's for sure.
You know, Black Lives Matter is calling up corporations. It's time for you to send another check. It's a hot moment. But this story.
Where's a Foot Locker?
my question now, before we go to the maestro, my question is this. Do you, the listeners to the Shannon Burke Show, think that this verdict now will cause police, not only in Minneapolis, but police all across this great nation of ours, to hold back from doing their job? Not be slackers, but they don't want to end up in jail like Derek Chauvin. Will this make police officers nationwide gun-shy to do their job? No pun intended. And if there are any police officers out there, we would love to hear from you. Of course, you don't have to use your real name. You don't even have to say the jurisdiction where you work. It would remain completely anonymous, but we would love to hear from you. 321-339-1055. Of course, you can call or you can text, and we're going to go through the texts in a little while. But right now, again, Derek Chauvin found guilty of all charges. There were three of them. He will be spending probably the rest of his life in jail, as Shannon pointed out, probably in isolation because police do not do well in prison. But now we'll go to the sentencing, and you know, the left won't be happy unless he gets the death penalty, but it's not a death penalty case, so he's not going to get that. But now moving forward, there's the sentencing. There'll probably be riots after the sentencing, more free stuff. But does this make police officers across America hesitant to do their job?
Well, it's been like that since it happened. I mean, think about it. This happened a while back, obviously, but
this was May of 19, right? May of 2019, this happened. And crime rates across the nation have gone through the roof. Yeah. Murder rates have gone through the roof because police, being defunded, so a lot of them don't have the resources to do their job. But, like, they were criticized in Baltimore after Freddie Gray. Mm-hmm. Every time something like this happens, the police are charged. Officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson with Mike Brown. There was that trial there. And everything, all these cases, they always go after the police. This time, this one was found guilty. And this one's higher. They all were high profile in their day. But this one is higher profile, and it comes at a very sensitive time because it happened during the Donald Trump administration, where emotions were high on everything. They tried to blame Donald Trump on this when it first happened. That's Donald Trump's knee. He dressed as a Minneapolis police officer for Halloween in May.
I think they're gonna be as weary as ever, because you know everybody's been so down on the
Immediately following Freddie Gray and those riots there, remember the mayor there said, let them loot.
Yeah.
Murder rates went up there in a very short, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it was like 56% in a very short period of time. Wow. And the criminals in Baltimore knew that they had the streets to themselves, and they knew the cops were just going to turn a blind eye on everything from street crime, selling a little weed before it became legal, to everything to murder. And they just said, that's not going to be me. I'm not going to end up on trial like those six officers in the Freddie Gray case. And for those officers, they're black, Hispanic, white, female. They covered the whole melting pot, but they went after them. They went after them as well. So
unbelievable.
What do you say we talk to the maestro?
What the hell? Let's do it.
It's the Many Minute Maestro with Mothman and some guy named DJ.
What I hear from management anyway, it's more moth, less you.
Yeah, baby.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'm going to teach you how to be posh.
Yeah, baby!
Do you know who's guilty? I am. We're taking advantage of couches across the United States of America.
Very nice.
One house at a time. Minute of the maestro. My life's better than Jeff's.
Oh, dude. Today, anyway. I feel so bad for you and your computer.
I'm trying to find your music in here. I've been like going through like folders and stuff because, you know, I don't have my computer here.
That's
so.
Right.
Let me try to find some stuff here.
All right. Well, you know, the Mothman's Italian.
So we've got the computer, the condo, beautiful. And there was one other thing.
Everything. I don't know.
The only one having a worse day than Jeff is Chauvin in Minneapolis. The only one.
Yeah, it's pretty, he's not having a stellar day.
No,
sure.
He's having a bad day.
God. You know what? It was probably better that he had the mask on so you couldn't see his face.
The facial expression.
Oh,
yes.
God. Well, I think he knew it was coming. But anyway, we start off today, my friends. In 1999 today, at his concert in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, Billy Joel announces a retirement from touring and recording pop music as he wants to focus on classical music. I don't remember this for some reason.
No, not even slightly doesn't ring a bell.
I know, and this happened in 99. His retirement doesn't last long, of course. He returns to the stage in December. Yeah. What a hard ass. Yeah.
He needed money for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to do me some Christmas shopping, a little Hanukkah presents.
I'm telling you, man. After sitting out of most of 2000, he embarks on the face-to-face tour with Elton John in 2001. I remember that.
And they sang each other's songs, though. That was very annoying.
Yeah,
show? They sing each other. I didn't want to see that. I want to see Elton John sing Elton John songs.
Exactly.
And Billy Joel sing Billy Joel songs. Not Billy Joel sing Elton John songs.
Yeah, Crocodile Rock.
Crocodile.
And you know what, man? I knew Liberty DeVito, who was a drummer, and he's a really, really nice guy. But did you hear what Billy did to his band?
No.
He literally, they didn't talk for, I guess, for 6 months. And he got a whole new band together and already announced a tour and didn't tell the band.
And they found out through the media.
They found out through the media.
You know, but Billy Joel's one of these guys who hired his brother-in-law or some other family member who stole all his money.
Unbelievable. That's true. Sold what, $30 million or something like
50,
that? Embezzled?
Yeah, somewhere up there.
Jesus. Wow. And thanks for the music, man. I appreciate this. And sex.
Is that Elton John doing techno? What is
no,
that?
No, no, this is even worse.
You have no idea.
Jeff, this just made Jeff's day. You know, I'm glad you took it out on me. Thank you so much. 1993, looking to mimic the success of New Kids on the Block, entrepreneur Lou Pearlman, that weirdo, sets out to create his own boy band. No kidding. Yeah. After auditioning hundreds of performers, he chooses five unknowns to be the Backstreet Boys.
Ah, that's where they were born from.
Yes, that's pretty creepy. That guy was a nut, man.
They took it in the back.
Yeah.
Of the street.
Boys.
Yeah, I'm sure. God,
was he behind Britney? Was he the force behind Britney or no?
No. He was with NSYNC and obviously the Backstreet Boys. But
no girls allowed.
No. He was all...
He was a chubby chaser because he was a chubby, wasn't he?
Yeah. He ended up dying in prison, too. So, you know, good riddance to that guy. In 1992, the remaining members of Queen hold a concert for life at Wembley Stadium in London, raising money for AIDS, of course. In the honor of the fallen frontman Freddie Mercury, David Bowie, Elton John, Guns N' Roses, and George Michael all perform.
Ah.
That must have been a hell of a show.
This is before Paul Rodgers took over the helm. And then,
you know, that was such a bad mix. That was bad. Mix. And I love Paul Rodgers. I love, you know, Bad Company, but
I thought dragging and Adam Lambert was just this total sellout on the part of the remaining members of Queen just to go make some money on a tour. That was pathetic.
I didn't like that either. Also today in 1976, George Harrison, who's good friends with Eric Clapton, and Eric Idle, joins Monty Python on stage to the Comedy Troupe New York show at the City Center, dressed as a Canadian Mountie. Harrison joins a chorus for the Lumberjack song, and no mention is made of Harrison's appearance at all. A few in the audience actually recognize him, though. I think that's pretty funny. The next night, Nilsson shows up to perform the same feat, but with disastrous results, as he falls into the audience and breaks his arm.
No one knows who Nilsson is. He had some huge hits in the 70s. He could walk by people on the street now, and they don't even know who he is. He has huge hits.
And
he was a big drinking buddy with John Lennon during his Lost Weekend.
Yes, he was. That's exactly. I was just going to mention that. Very good.
Sorry, did I step on you?
No, dude. I'm glad that you know that stuff. That's pretty cool. In 74, the Soul Train theme, which everybody loves. Soul Train. We grew up with, you know, that's what takes me off. in the 70s, it was cooler racially than it is now.
Right.
And I'm sorry.
Everybody was cooler.
We had Sanford and Son. We had Chico and the Man. We had All in the Family. We had Fat Albert.
I'm picturing the Soul Train cartoon train.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah.
And we had the Dance Line, man. The Dance Line was the killer.
Yeah.
And even a little bit into the 80s, what you talking about, Willis?
Of course. All that. I mean, there was no, it's not like it is now, man. It's too bad. But the Soul Train theme song, T-SOP, The Sound of Philadelphia, by MFSB, featuring the 3 Degrees. I love that. Hits number one in America.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Wasn't The Sound of Philadelphia by a guy like Walter Murphy? Was The Sound of Philadelphia? I think it was.
I don't know. It may be, but it doesn't mention it here. But I know the 3 Degrees. I've heard of those guys a couple of times before, but I can't remember what they wrote as well. But the Soul Train theme, everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's killer.
Soul Train.
Yeah, the MFSB stands for Mother, Father, Sister, Brother. And it's a studio group established by Kenny Campbell and Leon Huff at Philadelphia International Records. I never knew that. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Man, this music's driving me crazy.
Yeah, I just Googled. It says the 3 Degrees are still active.
Are they really?
It says here, 1963 to the present.
They have to be 80-something years old.
Well, my mother went to see Tony Orlando, and Dawn is still, the two Dawns are still 25 years old.
Tony Orlando still looks pretty good, though.
He put on a great show. He had so much energy. He's dancing all over the place and singing his heart out. She loved it.
I love it. That's great. In 2020, homebound during the coronavirus pandemic, Willie Nelson, this is great, stages the Come and Toke It live stream to support efforts to legalize marijuana and free those incarcerated for it. Guests include Ziggy Marley, wow, shocker, who does One Love, and Casey Mugraves, who performs Slow Burn. I love that. You know he's celebrating today, for sure.
And talking to the president about it.
Is that going to happen? He's not talking today.
Well, he's putting out a public statement to Biden to make it a national holiday, and I wouldn't be surprised if he used some end around to get his people to set up at least a conversation, but no, nothing has been set.
I doubt. You know what? I doubt he would try to be affiliated with that Biden, you know?
Well, then he doesn't know. It's up to Jen Psaki.
That's a good point. I guess so.
Circle back on it,
that's for sure. Also, in 2019, Michelle Branch marries Patrick Garney of the Black Keys. She had that big hit with, what's his face? Santana.
No, Santana?
Yeah, wasn't she the one that sang that on his album with all the band, you know, all the singers?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm not hip anymore with that music.
No, and you're not in the mood for that crap today either, I could tell. I could see it on your face. Sorry about that, man. Sorry about your computer once again. Just saying.
I lost a child.
Listen, all the bad.
I lost a child.
All the bad stuff that's happening to Jeff just might inspire some rage, and he's going to start writing rap songs again.
Again, yeah, that's right. And whatnot, you know, it'll happen. And 2017, the main ingredient lead singer Cuba, Gooding Jr. Senior, sorry, dies at age 72. His son is obviously the actor Cuba.
He was the main ingredient, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Lead singer for the main ingredient.
Lead singer, man. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I don't know why I know that.
No. Also today, the stage adaptation of Green Day's American Idiot rock opera officially opens on Broadway, and a year later, its debut at Berklee Repertory Theater was a huge hit for them. So these guys actually, and he's a drunk, man. Billy Joel Green. I think his name is?
Oh, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Armstrong, that's what he was, yeah. He is kind of a drinker.
And he hates America.
Yeah, he does. He's not a fan, that's for sure. Also today, in 2002, I don't know if you remember Ashanti.
Ashanti? Yeah, I remember
that. I remember the name. I don't know any of the music.
Good-looking girl. She snags a top 100 spot on the Hot 100 with her single Foolish, which actually goes to number one after 2 weeks. With her self-titled album and the number two song, Always on Time, with Ja Rule. She had a collabo with Ja Rule. So she's
the collabos, yeah.
Collabos, exactly. I miss Shannon's little collabos is great. It's one of his made-up words. 2002 pop singer Alan Dale from the Gang That Sang, It's a Heart of My Heart, dies at age 76. Also known to play rock and roll singer in the hit film
Don't Knock the Rock, featuring Alan Freed, Little Richard, and the Trenders, and Bill Haley, and, of course, the Comets. God, I haven't heard from those guys. I think they're all dead now.
Probably at this point, but they don't get the praise they deserve.
No, man. Let me tell you, Rock Around the Clock, I guarantee any guitarist try to play that as clean as it was, forget it. Not going to happen. It's great. 2001, I guess a friend of George Clooney, Italian composer Giuseppe Cipolli, he dies of a heart attack at age 54 while conducting an opera. Ada, it was called Douche Oper in Berlin. Douche.
I don't think Douche that's the pronunciation. What do you think, Jeff?
Douche.
No, it's actually Deutsch.
What would Marconi say?
The Deutsche Opera in Berlin, Germany. Oh, sorry, I messed that up. That's a douche. The way it was spelled, sorry. My fault. Rapper Mace, 21, in 1999, announces that he's retiring from music in order to, here you go, Jeff, follow God.
Yeah, and nobody cared.
No. Of course, he returns with his third album, Welcome Back, in 2004.
Because he had the same manager as Billy Joel.
Pretty much.
Need the money.
Pretty much. And here's the hottie. 1993, Shania Twain's, I love it. She is so hot. Self-titled debut album is released, and it's an impressive debut, establishing her in the country world in a huge, huge way. Her next three releases, actually produced by her husband, Matt Mutt Lang, who did all the Def Leppard albums, Hysteria and
Photo. What was the video of her in the men's dress shirt? Does that feel like a woman? Is that the
yeah.
one? Oh, man, that's in my spank bag.
Oh, that, mm-hmm. and when she's running around the field mm-hmm. out there? Oh, yeah. But he actually made her a huge pop star, and because he that what a great producer,
Mutt Lang. Yeah,
how many great albums has that guy done? It's unbelievable, and he's unbelievably rich.
Yeah, he gets points on all those albums. Quickly though, we're going to talk about who died.
Oh, well, I was trying to stay away from that because you like death so much. I think we talked enough about that.
Sorry.
But I'll give you one. In 1992, blues singer and guitarist Johnny Shines dies at age 76 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. There you go. You got a death there for you.
Okay, you got to get one in there.
And then Steve Marriott, guitarist, vocalist for the Small Faces, in 1991, died in a house fire, believe it or not. Caused by smoking.
Fell asleep, probably.
Age 44, man.
Probably was sleeping.
Pretty bad, but I think that'll do it for the maestro today, my friends. No music. God. What happened to my music?
All right, it's time to break.
Oh, damn it.
Lou, lead us.
I didn't know he
lead us into the promised land.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't know he did the outro on that. I'm sorry. Caught me sleeping here. I'm listening. Jim Steinman died. Come on, get Jim Steinman. You were listening to the Shannon Burke Show.
All right. All right. I like it already.
Test.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
All right. Scrawl, 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 scrawl.
If you don't wear a mask, you go right to jail. Right to jail. Right to jail. If you don't recycle trash, you go right to jail. Chuck E. Schumer said so. If you eat red meat, then you ride to jail. Right to jail. Right to jail. If you drive an SUV, then you ride to jail. Senor.
Scrowl, scrowl, scrowl.
Senorita Pelosi, she said so. It's all because of the liberal left. Who's making that call? I'd like to take him to Lake Destiny soccer field and kick them all in the ball with a Ronaldo rocket kick or a banana kick. I don't have to kick you in the balls. I kick you in the vagina. You know what that is?
No. Scroll.
Scroll. Hey, if you like your guns, then you ride to jail. Ride to jail. Ride to jail.
If you are white, you go right to jail. Right to jail. Right to jail. If you're fat and wear a tie, you go right to jail. Nancy Pelosi, she says so. All right.
Grouse, grouse.
I thought I saw her in a Western movie. She played the horse. She was ugly and long in the tooth, but still we had intercourse. If you don't clap along, you go right to jail. Right to jail. Right to jail. If you don't like this song, you go right to jail. Bubba Wusset, he said so.
Right to jail. Right to jail. Right away.
Welcome back to the Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. DJ is here. Jeff is here. My name is Lou Pate. Shannon Burke will be back tomorrow. But if you missed earlier in the show, well, he was a special guest on his own show.
Yeah.
You don't get that too often, Shannon Burke appearing on the Shannon Burke Show. But there is something that you get every Tuesday, and I listen in every Tuesday during this hour, is when the one, the only, a man I'm actually looking forward to talking to, because a legend in the industry, I know of him very well, Mr. Ed Till. Ed Till, welcome to the Shannon Burke Show. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, dude, welcome. Thank you. And hello, guys. How you doing? Great to be with you. Yeah.
What's going on, buddy?
Now, hey, Ed, man. I'm new in the building, Ed, and I want to know, how do I get on the texts to get the next picture?
You know what? I got to hold on. Let me get my handbook.
I'm only a prospect. I have to earn my vest. You have to earn my colors.
Lou, I'm letting you down. It's a PDF. I can't get it open. What the hell is that?
Now, well, I got to bring something up for you. It's great to talk to you. I feel like I know you because I've worked in studios where your big face was looking at me for whole shifts. But this is
freaking face of yours, Till.
This goes back to the days when you were with Glenn Fisher and Fisher.
Oh my God! One of my favorite guys ever in the history of radio. Yep.
I never met Glenn. I knew he was from Santa Cruz. And
Santa Cruz.
That was way. Now we're dating ourselves, Ed, with that one,
dude. But, you know, you're mentioning this guy. We were like the two leather jacketed smoking guys at the Talkers Convention in 1996.
Did Michael Harrison throw you out?
Harrison loved us. You know, we loved being there. We were not at all separating from the crowd, but you know, like a lot of people, we were going it our own way. And Glenn looked at me, goes, "Oh my God, thank God you were going to come in one of those blazers." It was the first time we met. So, that's such a great era of talk radio.
For those in the Shannon Burke listening audience who don't know, Ed was you. That's when I first found your name, and you were syndicated all over the U.S. nationwide then, all the big markets, and it was like Ed Till. I knew that name. I never knew how to spell it right, but I did. I love the show. Hey, listen, DJ tells me you're from the Bronx.
All the way, baby.
Me too.
Matthews Park, Loretta Park. Where'd you play stickball?
Oh, Wilkinson Park. Oh, Pelham okay. Bay, last stop on the number 6 train.
You know, one of my favorite stops, that's the beginning of the movie, The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Right, exactly.
It's that train. They made that movie twice. Great.
They didn't need to make it the second time, though.
You didn't. You know what?
Walter Matthau, come on, in the first
best,
one.
The best. Come on, all of them. Come on. Jerry Stiller working on in the first movie.
I don't remember that one.
Jerry Stiller is on the... what the hell was... Matthau's character's name. It wasn't Gargan.
Oh, I don't
something.
Remember.
Gargan. Well, the other guy he's yelling with, arguing with in every scene. Jerry Stiller, killing it in that movie. And
I gotta go back and look at that one now.
Come on, the great Robert Shaw.
Oh, well, that goes
at the end. When he executes himself on the third rail. I mean, we saw that all the time growing up in the Bronx. A lot of people fry up on the third rail, not deliberately.
He wasn't gonna go to jail. He just put his foot against the rail. And who's at the end? Who sneezes?
Come on,
Matthau opens the door.
You must be sitting in Shannon Burke's prescient mind-reading seat, right? Because I'm about to, he does this every time I'm on, he'll mention something, and then as I'm about to say it, he leads me into an unspoken thought. Well, so
he I might be channeling him unknowing. He might have jumped inside of me.
Dude, you are rocking that chair. So it's Martin Balsam you're thinking of.
Martin Balsam. The great. Oh, my God. Oh, I never would have guessed that a million years.
Oh, my God. And he was a pain in the, you know what, all the way through the movie. He gave Robert Shaw such a hard time. Yes. And I love it when he's bathing in the money bundles.
Yeah, on the bed, he's rolling around like
rolling around. He's got my dad's socks on. He's got my dad's socks, right? He's got the black socks. He's got the boxer shorts and the spaghetti undershirt. And he throws himself on the money, laughing. And then Matthau knocks at the door. Oh, what a movie. Love it. But I'm also good with the crazy Travolta take. On the Robert Shaw. Really? I mean, Denzel's one of my favorites. I love Denzel.
I went to the same high school as Denzel, right. Different years.
You
though.
Know, my aunt lived in that neighborhood, so you know that area, Mount Vernon?
Yeah, it's right on the Mount St. Michael. I went to Mount St. Michael. It sits on the border. The front of the school is the Bronx, and you jump over the back fence, you're in Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. And rivals, Cardinal Spellman right here. Spellman playing Mount.
You went to Spellman?
All 4 years.
That's amazing. Now I'm jealous because all we had was brothers checking us for hernias, more than should be allowed by the law.
Yeah.
And you, girl, you had those short blue skirts there.
Dude,
in Cardinal
we're Spellman. Co-ed. Co-ed. In the hottest class.
Cardinal Spellman. Cardinal Spellman had the hottest girl. Now, a little bit of history, Ed Till. You probably know this.
Yeah.
One block down towards Baychester Avenue and across the street, diagonally across from Cardinal Spellman's main building.
Sure.
Do you know what house is on that short stretch?
Oof, I know.
Most people don't, so it's
our
okay.
Our diner is adjacent on that intersection, but you're across the street.
In the middle of the block, of the block, diagonally down, it's the house.
On Baychester.
It's
on
the
Baychester.
House where, oh my God, now his name is slipping my mind. The worst time to have a brain fart. The German guy who was convicted and executed for kidnapping the Lindbergh baby.
Oh, the Rosenbergs.
No, not the Rosenbergs. They were the spies.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
The house where they found the ladder.
Yeah.
With the wood.
Schlankenhauser or it's some name that's very memorable. I'm not getting
not,
it either.
Not for us today.
No. But it's anyway, a great story. He lived in a house
on that street, and that's where the FBI found the ladder that they used to convict him. They found the ladder was left behind at the scene, and wood that allegedly matched that ladder was found at that house.
Mm.
So,
History 101.
Wow. Well, I love that stuff, dude.
Here's
that.
The thing: these Fantastic. Guys are making fun of me because I've been talking a lot about how I love the true crime genre and I read all of those books.
Oh, me too, dude. Snapped. I use Snapped as a dating app. I want to meet these women when they get out, man. Oh, you want to talk about wide open minded women, experimental women.
Wow.
Oh, 11 years in the big house, and I'll be there. You got to bring a lot of Purell on the first day.
I just want to tell you this. I did used to go to regularly to a site, prisonbabes.com. I don't know if it's still up, but prisonbabes.com.
Yeah.
That was a great site.
I love that when it was on the dark web. You know, now everybody's in. Now you got kids in the suburbs. But now, once upon a time, Chris,
Wow. So how's the view next door? Is that still going on?
You know, vacation and killing me with the vacation because those coach lights have been. I'm already thinking about her electric bill. That'll give me something to bring up my gorgeous neighbor. She's fantastic. Oh, I think the whole neighborhood admires her. To keep everybody, you know, what would be the word? Vigorous in the morning. You're going out for your morning walk, riding your bicycle, getting out there to increase the vigor of the moment. She goes weeding in these, the guys in the studio, right? DJ and...
Yeah, I didn't see the picture. I have to earn that.
That's the thing. I asked them not to show it to you, so this is good that you haven't seen it.
I was listening that day. They deleted it. They deleted it.
There you go. Well, I trust Shannon, right? I know Shannon would do it. But I will say, it was clear she had on the Lululemons. Well, you're waiting. Lululemon. And it's no lemon tree, Trini Lopez. Lemon tree, very pretty. But that is not a lemon tree. That's my hot neighbor weeding in Lululemons. So
you're telling me looking at this woman is just like eating beets.
Oh. Well, you know, if you want to use that verb, a lot of verbs to choose from, Lou. I might have chosen it, but you know what? You're leading the discussion. Of course, I'll demur to that.
You're our guest. You can solid, lead. That's fine.
I want to solidly and decisively demur to that, if I can.
Okay. Very nice.
Bruno Richard Hauptmann.
Oh, that, very good. Hauptmann. Oh, Jesus. I knew Hauptmann. Schlongheiser, was it? The one I, sounds like Hauptmann, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's the Jewish porn star, Schlongheiser.
Oh, that's right. That was prisonbabes.com.
Prisonbabes.com.
Yeah, I backed up on you, buddy. Sorry.
You know, no, that's okay. Do you know what it's like sitting in a studio running a board? I started out running a board, as many do. And you've got like a 6-foot by 5-foot picture of Ed Till looking at you for 8 hours.
Where is that? Oh, and God, I'm getting a great rate on it. You know what? I pay those people to put it there. Wow.
That was in a now defunct station in San Diego. Some years ago.
Love San Diego though, right? Forget about the demise of that great August institution that carried our show. What a beautiful city, man. Love that city, don't you?
It's changing though, Ed. It's changing for the worse. It's going purple now. Or it's trending blue, except for the military.
Wow. Well, military, and there's a lot of good people on Coronado Island over there.
Oh, all the retired admirals are there.
That's it. They're not going anywhere. They love it down there, playing golf. And that. You know, it's perfect weather. That is the best amount of sun, lack of rain, low humidity. All the good factors max out in San Diego, whatever longitude, latitude, whatever that happening.
Now, I got something for you, Ed. I asked Dan for your number, but I didn't hear back from you, so I'm assuming he gave me the wrong number. So that's what it had to be, because I know you would have gotten back to me.
Damn.
But I do stand up like you do stand up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So as soon as this damn thing is over, man, I'm chomping at the bit to get on stage.
I did it all last summer and into the fall until I moved up here, because there's no open mic nights here, and I'm just getting started, so I can only get stage time through open mics.
Right.
But I saw you on a bunch of sites, and we're reading up on the tour you did back in 2009.
This is another incredibly prescient question you're asking. Just by coincidence, 2 days ago, I'm binge watching this TV show. It's been around a while. I'm trying to catch up. Called Billions.
That's a great show. Paul Giamatti.
You got it, Paul. And by the way, Paul Giamatti, great guy. I met at KLSX. Tell you a story about him some other time. But you're asking open mic, stage time, the whole deal. All right, I ran for 8 years in Manhattan. An open mic 5 nights a week and 2 shows some nights.
They only do it once a month now.
Listen, it's terrible now, but it was an amazing environment. We were all bouncing off stage, 5 minutes here, 7 over here, 3 over there. It was incredible. All over the village. My base of operation was a place called the Village Ma, a place that was owned by David Ma. It was a family place, but they had a beautiful cabaret room.
Where was it located?
McDougal, 710 McDougal Street, right up the street from the Comedy Cellar.
The heart of everything, yeah.
You got right in the heart, right, the hottest street in the village. And we were there. He was open 7 days all the time, but we did comedy 5 nights on my show. 6 nights a week, there was a pro show, came in at 10 o'clock. Whoever did well early in the night got on the pro show. We had agents, we had TV star, the whole nine. What's her name? Amy Schumer, a regular, a walk by, Sarah Silver. I mean, everybody in town stuck their head in that room. It's fantastic. So you're asking now, stage time, and I'm telling you, I watch Billions. And I see a guy regularly, dutifully came to the mic, worked on his material, worked on acting, worked on his comedy. He's a main character on Billions. He's killing it. And today I got a text. He says, hey, right away I wrote to him. I go, dude, you're slaying it on this show. I love seeing your talent, blah, blah, blah. The guy writes back to me, and I'm on the blacklist.
What's the blacklist?
This big show with James Spader.
I'm not familiar with that one.
It's an NBC. Well, I don't watch it either. But it's mainstream.
Oh, so it's network TV. Actor, network TV.
Networks, like a Law and Order kind of gig. Yeah. So the guy is on a hot show on Showtime. He's on another established show on the network. And do you know how exciting it is to watch a guy come in, you know, literally start with material, start their career 18 years later? He is killing it.
I'm happy to hear this story because it gives me hope. And
that's
so that you don't have to have a senator in Washington, D.C. named Schumer in order to get you stage time. No names mentioned, but you already said it.
That's exactly it. That's why I share that, because everybody who used to come to the open, what's the angle, man? Where's the right agent, man? You know, I got all this bull crap. And you go, dude, it's right there on the stage. And if you do open mics, then you have to make comics laugh, and they don't want to laugh at anything, and they certainly don't want you to get any laughs, because they're getting ready to get up again. Oh, it's an impossible room. So when you can really break open, we used to say, crack a room like that. So that's what we lived for. That got us so ready for shows. We would get on a show, and the guy would go, can you give us six? And we go, what are you kidding? We're ready to do a half an hour, because we've been going all
five minutes wasn't enough. I was just getting warmed up. Right. Oh, and you know, and I also have to bring half my neighborhood, at least 10 people.
Gosh, that's the other. Oh. But see, I always said to people, that's not a big deal. Don't let that bother you. When I wasn't going to ask my personal friends to come to, come on.
Well, I didn't want my personal friends to see me, especially starting out.
Well, not only that, my friends are going to drive from Connecticut to go to Greenwich Village to see Ed for 5 minutes. We can talk to Ed for 5 minutes on the phone. So I went to all the busy intersections within a block of the club. I started doing material for the like four ladies are waiting to cross the street. I start doing material. They start to giggle, and I go, "You want to come to the show? Why don't you come to a show? Come on, I'll get you a free drink. Come to." And before you know it, I got these four. I plunk them in, and I used to do all my bringers by just hitting the street and entertaining. And then you gotta, come on. And they go, all right, let's go see this crazy guy. And before you know it, they're in the audience. And when you walk out and they see you, they go nuts for you. And that impresses whoever's venue it is. So I didn't hate, my friends hate bringers. None of my, it's not right. This is not my job. And I say, what? It's not your job to have a following? It's not your job to have people who want to see you?
So you're getting people from off the corner. Did the guy with the Jesus Save sign get mad at you because you were recruiting more people than he was, it sounds like? Jeez.
You know, then he would, like, hit on you and, like, raise up his toga. You know, it was Greenwich Village. It was crazy. It was the guys wear togas all day. And I think a toga is, like, 2 days you got to put that in the washer, I think.
Oh. Now, nowadays, you don't know what junk you're finding under the toga.
Oh, Jesus.
Toga tugging, if you go down into Greenwich Village, you'll find that happening in a bar. No. Toga tug tonight.
No.
Toga tug, two for one. Oh, my Jesus. God, he's got two of them. Yeah, I got the other one sewed on. Found some tranny, he didn't want it. He's like, hey, you want my penis? Yeah, just sew it on. Come on.
No, I'm going to see my
I got to see my relatives for Thanksgiving. Put another penis on me. What do you say?
Oh, God.
Yeah, show my uncle.
Say, listen, Ed. If you get this, I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm afraid I might grow another one if I get it. What do you think?
You know, this is crazy. Like 30%, they keep saying are hesitant. 30% are saying, you know, how fast did you make the thing? Why was the guy's skin falling off? Who were the women with the blood clots? And who did you say died? Yeah, that's exactly. Enough. That's enough. I'll wait at the back of Walgreens. Let everybody. Hey, you getting the vaccine? Yeah, go ahead. Sir, you've been here for. Oh, I'm going to be here. When everybody's done and they say, oh, it's pretty much gone, then I'll be good.
Well, yeah. You never get the first car of a new model off the assembly line. Get the bugs out first. You get it the second year. Same
spoken like a man from Pelham Bay.
Now, listen, are you going to go back out doing comedy once the world opens up?
I can't wait. You know, all I've been able to do is get ready. So I have a complete portable stage, background lighting, merchandise. See, I got the whole venue pop up, goes in my car, and we are headed out. I get 40 miles to the gallon, so no one will escape the roadshow.
You have one of those electric cars?
No, it's a guy. No, that's going to happen. I can't. Another one. Oh, really? Here, is it get me places? Yeah, it's $100,000 because it has a battery. Have a nice day.
I'm not going to get one.
You and your battery have a great day.
You're like a driving pop-up book from when we were kids.
I, you know, you remember that?
No, I love the pop-up books.
Sure, come on. Pop-up books. Yeah.
And then
How are you going to get any tactile learning? You got to touch something, don't you?
Well, man, that's why we graduated to Larry Flynt, Hustler, Scratch and Sniff. Do you remember those?
Jesus.
I kind of just had a lip print on Cinderella's mouth. I'm simple. I'm basic. She was everywhere. How could you resist her?
Ed, I got a segue, as that's the word we use in the business. And I did in my text I sent to you, which you obviously did not get.
I'm a huge
Doors fan, and yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the release of L.A. Woman. And I said, I hope Ed does this on a vinyl Friday.
Wow. Again, prescient, I know you got to wrap it up here. Just the other day, somebody said to me, do you realize that the first track that anybody ever heard from the Doors, first album, song one, is Break On Through to the Other Side? Can you imagine what that was like? So I'm with you all. L.A. Woman, we did that in my band 150 years ago. We were kids. Love that song. You know, Roadhouse Blues. Come on. They're an unstoppable band. Thanks for that.
50 years yesterday for the release of L.A. Woman. An amazing album. A lot of great stuff. Riders on the Storm, L.A. Woman, The Change. Love Her Madly was a top 40 hit.
Got the single, right? It was in my 45s box. 45. You gotta love her. She lives on Love Street. That was on the B-side. Lingers long on Love Street. Yeah, that's
the crooner.
The crooner.
The Velvety Tones.
Oh, my God.
No, the Velvet Fog, Mel Torme.
I need a velvet robe held open for the end of this segment. Thank you. I never would have thought of that on my own.
I'm sure you have one somewhere in your closet.
You got it.
There
you
go. And Till, what do we got coming up on the show? There's got to be something that we're going to tease the people with.
You know, tomorrow we're having one of the great criminal defense attorneys known all over the state of Florida, David Bigney, is going to join me to sort out the whole thing.
The whole Chauvin thing, you mean?
It's a whole big thing. I hate to say it. You know, we're having so much fun. It doesn't belong in this vibe, but it's a whole big thing. And we're just going to take a sledgehammer to it tomorrow, right after Justin Clark. Yep.
All right.
That's how we're kicking it off, Lou.
Hey, are they going to riot tonight? I know we don't bring negative vibes into this, but I think they're just waiting for darkness.
You know, there is a riot going on in cell block number 9. I think it's Hacksaw Jones is involved, and he has something to say. Yeah. You know, isn't it ironic we passed, and pardon me, signed, the anti-riot bill today? Florida Governor DeSantis signs it on the precipice of maybe a non-riot tonight, right? I mean, they were ready, but you know, maybe it wasn't all day get ready to riot, because as soon as they said the verdict was coming quick, I really think that took the fuel out of the future explosion. Like, right away, no conflict. What? This jury agrees right away? What does that mean?
It came back quick.
Yeah. Real quick. Real quick. So,
but you know, all the folks you're seeing on TV are regular people. The ones with the hoodies and the masks, I think they're waiting for darkness. But I hope I'm wrong.
You know, and I really was bothered by the soup can kid the other day. He's being interviewed by CNN. Then he winks into the camera. She goes, did you bring that soup can to throw at the police? And he winks, no. And it's like, wow, arrest him. So that kind of bothers me, that people are, you know, conspiring, planning to do stuff like that. That's not good.
No. Ed Till, we have to plan a comedy tour one of these days.
Yes.
But I encourage all of Shannon's listeners to check you out here on the Florida Man Radio Network. Great to finally meet you indirectly.
Lou, a real pleasure being with you. Guys, always a pleasure to join you on the show.
Absolutely,
Ed. You got it.
The great Ed Till, everybody, here on the Shannon Burke Show.
I'm News 6 anchor Ginger Gadsden. Here are your Tuesday headlines. Security is tight in Minneapolis as jury deliberations continue in Derek Chauvin's murder trial. Jurors are deciding if the former police officer is guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd last May. Chauvin faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted. First doses of the coronavirus vaccine pick back up again today at Orlando's FEMA-run site after the suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine last week. Weather ended up pausing operations at Valencia College twice today. Nearly 3,000 of the shots are available each day. And we are go for launch. Earlier today, Crew 2 mission managers gave that update on their launch readiness review. Thursday morning, SpaceX and NASA plan to send 4 astronauts to the ISS aboard the first reused Crew Dragon capsule. Launch is set for 6:11 Thursday morning. Remember, you can get breaking news around the clock on clickorlando.com and the News 6 app.
Well, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. We are the Shannon Burke Show. Well, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. Here on Florida Radio. Well, Shannon is the leader, known across the land. He's been on TV here a lot. He can whoop a man's ass any time of day, as long as he's wearing his Crocs. They're not Crocs. Hell, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn.
They're not.
We are the Shannon Burke Show. Well, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. Here on Florida Man Radio. Well, Kenny is rickin'. I'd have to say he's rickin' somewhat. He left the mics open during a commercial break, and we were talking about Angela's butt. some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. We are the Shannon Burke Show. Well, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. Here on Florida Man Radio. Okay, hold on. I gotta switch. Hey, scroll.
Is that your computer?
Angela, we just finished with her. Shim that ass up, baby, here. Well, Bubba fell into a diabetic coma, so his headphones were sideways on his head. So we put festive bunting all over him and some chicken winnies, and as far as we know, he is dead. Well, some bitch, pie, monkey nut, goddamn. We are the Shannon Burke Show. Well, some bitch, pie, monkey nuts, goddamn. We are the Florida Man Radio. Well, TJ is the new guy, an old friend of Burke's. Hey, broski, you want to go riding? You want to ride this weekend? We can do some circle jerk. Do you mind if I invite myself over for a dinner pork roast, I hope? Then jump into your shower and use your goddamn soap? No, you can't. Well, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. We are the Shannon Burke Show. Well, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. I hear on Florida Radio. Well, some bitch. Yo, Frey is religious, but finds his strength sitting at the bar that God forbids. He can't help it. He's just horny all the time. That's why he's got 18 kids. Well, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. We are the Shannon Burke Show. Well, some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn. We're Florida Radio. Some bitch, pile of monkey nuts, goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it on the right. Oh, that's good.
Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. DJ is here. Jeff is here. My name is Lou Pate. Shannon will be back tomorrow. So you definitely want to spend all 4 hours. We're actually all day here. We had Ed Till on just a little while ago. He comes on before Shannon. Great stuff. Great radio all day long here on the Florida Man Radio Network. And it's been a great couple of days, but we got ways to go. We got to get some of your texts in here. 321-339-1055. We have one for you, DJ, but I think they might be feeling my vibe. I don't know. It says, hey, DJ, just want to throw a little trivia at you. Don Cornelius, the host of Soul Train, committed suicide by gunshot on February 1st, which starts the beginning of Black History Month. I remember reading that. I remember when that was a news story.
Know that.
Yeah, I knew that. I remember that was a sad one. I don't think he was thinking anything about Black History Month on that particular day. I think it might have just been a coincidence.
Yeah, I think so.
Just a coincidence.
That's sad, man. I didn't know that. He had one of the smoothest voices.
Yeah, he was cool. He was just cool.
That's all you can say, man.
Hey, and the same listener, who is it? Sometimes I screw it up. Who gave us the name Rahm Emanuel, helping us out, also now gave us the name Bruno Hauptmann. We had found it online, the Lindbergh baby story. But we want to give credit for when people are helping us out, because there'll be days where you don't find it. And we're going to rely.
That's right. You know, it's so funny. You know where he's buried, Lindbergh?
Charles. No.
Charles.
No.
In Maui.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, man. We're taking a helicopter ride around Maui, and one of the pilot said that, yeah, Charles Lindbergh is buried right there. And I was like, get the hell out.
He had a lot of problems. He was considered a Nazi sympathizer, wasn't he?
Was he?
Dave the drummer.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's our friend from Atlanta. We like him. A big fan of Shannon. Let's say, hey, Dave, how are we doing? Thanks for those emails.
Oh, thank you, Lou. It's good to finally speak to you. And I just wanted to call and say happy 420 to all you guys. I know DJ's probably been celebrating all day.
Yeah, not at all, sir. No. How dare you?
No, he's on the clock. He's on the clock. And, you know, Shannon was on earlier. We're talking about the Chauvin verdict. And I forgot to wish Shannon a happy 420.
That's right.
Yes. And Lou, I loved how you led the Ed Till segment into stand-up comedy. And I'm going to steal Lou's idea for a pop-up comedy show, but I will give him credit for it. So,
well, hey, listen, what? Don't sell yourself short. What do you mean I'll still lose? What's that? What's all this negativity?
No. I said I loved how you led Lou.
No, I know that. I appreciate that.
You led Ed into the stand-up comedy, you know, pop-up show, but I'm going to steal his idea because that's such a great idea.
Oh, I misunderstood.
And
I can't believe
I've never heard it. Yeah.
No, listen, so, we're going to get Ed back out there on the road, and maybe if he'll have me, I'll join him, because as I told him, I can't get stage time because I'm still too new.
Lou, I have seen some of your material up on YouTube, and you have what it takes.
Ah.
So, and very nice. I hope we hear more of you on Florida Man.
I would encourage that. But it's not up to DJ or Jeff. It's certainly not up to me, because, you know, I might just hide in the building tonight. You know, like people hide in department stores after they close. Guys, thanks. I'll see you guys later. All right.
And
I'm just going to, you know, I'll sleep. I'll use Shannon's Dallas Cowboy flag as a blanket.
You better put it back before he gets in the office. That's all
I got to talk to him. He's got a Green Bay Packer merchandise in there. I need to talk to him about that.
That was a gift for Sponge when we started the station.
Oh, okay.
Shannon got that for him, and Sponge left it. And Sponge came back for another party or something, and Shannon goes, take your thing, and Sponge left it again.
Oh, wow.
Boy, so
you may be able to pick up on some
good. So you get Sponge. This is what you get Sponge for a gift next time. Nothing. What, did he not like it, or you just got
some
drunk?
No, he liked it. He just, you know. I'll see you later, buddy. I'm going to go.
I know what we do now. We cut the head off, and we mail it to him in Tampa. Like some mafia thing. Oh, hey, Dave, I do. Keep those emails coming, man. I'm enjoying our correspondence back and forth.
Absolutely, Lou. I will do that, and you guys have a great day.
All right, you be safe out there. Thanks
a lot.
Buddy. Hey, if anybody wants to get in touch with me, I'm available. I'm transparent. I don't have to circle back to loupate@gmail. loupate@gmail.
Do you believe in the social media? Because, you know, DJ obviously doesn't.
But, yes, I do.
So,
I do.
So where are you at on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, but I've told you. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you. Thank you for reminding me before the clock runs out on me in these 2 days. I haven't been on Twitter since they banned Donald Trump.
Okay.
It's at Lou Pate Show if anybody wants to go check it out or follow me. Got some comedy stuff up there, but got a few comments, mostly of one I'm going to be on. Jeff, you're a tech guy. You're a social media guy. Should I go back on Twitter?
Yeah, why not?
That's a quick answer.
You want to think about it? No. No, I tend to agree with you, because I was telling the guys last night after the show, I'm going to take a stand, and I'm not going to... Jack Dorsey's still a billionaire, and all I'm doing is censoring myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm censoring myself by taking a stand, and who am I? Me and my 515 followers I used to have. I mean, so, and I told you guys a few weeks ago, I've been meaning to get on Instagram and start things. I think the social media stuff is wonderful. I just don't have a large footprint in it, though. But I
just got to post, do stuff, you know.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
Yeah, from my vlog that I've neglected, but I've got two YouTube channels.
Is it hard to get people on that? I mean, some people just take off.
No, YouTube's YouTube's fickle. Very difficult to do now, you know. Anything you learn to build, I mean, even with Facebook, you got a fan page on there. It's hard to build those from ground up, you know.
Now, you mentioned our fellow talk show host, your friend, is Mark Kay.
Yes.
Now, he's got a huge social media following, but that took time.
Oh, yeah, he was.
And he was working all of them, Twitter, Instagram, probably YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great story. I mean, he was working Zoo Crew, a morning show, And then he, you know, he got involved with live streaming, but he worked social media. He was very passionate about politics, and he did a sideshow, and he just did these little clips about current events and did the hashtags with them, grew an audience. You know, on social media, he's what? Got a million likes on Facebook now. Good Instagram's
and a good guy, which is rare in our business, as I've told Shannon. So.
And you know, he's doing a killer radio program and a live stream element to what he's doing. I mean, he's getting phenomenal numbers. He took some of Rush's market, a couple of cities for Rush Limbaugh.
Jacksonville, he started out. Now he's in Oklahoma. But I ask about that because I went through a phase. You ever watch these reaction videos on YouTube? People watch, they listen to songs and they react to the song. Like it'll be like, you know, a hip hop guy listening to rock songs, something he's never heard before. Yeah. And this is like a big thing on YouTube. And I got all caught up in it. And I realized I was wasting so much time watching these people react to songs that I love because I was actually, you get hooked. You're interested to see if they're going to like it for the same reason that you like it. This one guy was doing it. He was pretty funny. And in a few months, he had over a million followers.
Crazy, isn't it?
And then he's taking pictures in front of two sports cars thanking all of the viewers for I wouldn't have got this without you. And I'm like, amazing. And he's like, I'm looking forward to, you know, 2 million. And then I stopped watching him because he went into different music that I didn't like, but I went back and checked. He like a few months, he was like at 1.4 million. It was just growing.
Yeah, consistency is the key with social media. I mean, it's a lot to it. It's gonna be a full-time job. I mean, but the more you post, the more active you are. Because, you know, there's debates what you post on Twitter versus Facebook. Like, if I post a comment, I'll put it on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You know, because the algorithms, not everybody that follows you are going to see that on different platforms. Some people are opposed to that. Hey, you should do something just for Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah. But now
we're in an atmosphere, I'll call it, where you put something on Twitter. We're right-wing guys. They can shut it down.
Yeah.
I mean, that never used to be that way when YouTube first started, even after Google bought
it.
That only started within the last year or two.
Yeah.
And there should be a huge outcry for the crushing of our First Amendment rights, and people just aren't speaking out. They listen to
this. Well, no, they're so dependent on it now that they're not going to stop using it. You know, if we took 1 week and just stopped using Facebook, Twitter, they would just say, oh, you know, whoa, there's an impact here. But nobody will do that.
It's hysterical because I don't ever say that. You know, like I probably, if I didn't have this job, I would probably get rid of my Facebook. I'm not going to lie. I'd probably just get rid of it altogether.
Yeah, but it's a great tool for us and it's free.
Right. And it's free. But yeah. The thing on Facebook that cracks me up is people get so upset. I'm leaving Facebook. I'm like, okay, well, have a great one. I'm deleting my profile. 3 days later, I get a friend request. They created a new profile.
So they're kind of addicted. There's an addiction there.
Yeah, there is. And that's why, you know, you have things like with Frank, when Frank's coming out or whatever. How do you, our minds have been trained, you know, especially with Facebook. No one can really take on Facebook because you have all the tools that you need. You can live stream. You can do an audio thing on there. You can like record audio. You can reach your audience. Like, so when you come up with an app that doesn't have those capabilities, people go, this is boring. I'm just reading posts like Parler. Parler was the same thing. It was like a Twitter thing, but you really couldn't. You could post limited video, but you didn't have a live stream element. You know, Twitter has.
Well, they didn't have the infrastructure that Twitter had.
So when you're used to having those free tools, and you go to something new that you try to support, it doesn't have those tools. You're kind of like,
what the right wing needs? People who share our thought process. We don't need another Twitter. We don't need another Facebook. We need, and this is going to cost a lot of money, we need the foundation. No, we need the foundation for people to build the future's Twitters, the competition to Twitter, the competition to Facebook, so that they won't be shut down just for their political beliefs and because the CEO disagrees with what they're saying.
Well, I've always wondered why that, you know, a couple of billionaires haven't gotten together and done that. Well, now I mean, that just
too busy
makes
chasing
sense.
Tail and having fun.
I guess so.
You know, drinking on the water there. we on the water.
We have to have a few Republican billionaires.
No, but how come there's no right wing billionaire guys who have built an infrastructure the way the Google guys did, Yahoo guys, the Facebook guy, you know, Zuckerberg and all these guys?
I always wonder.
But you see these guys trying to do it. I mean, I don't think it's a lack of, like, if, you know, Mike Lindell led the charge and he was spending all his money, I'm sure he's got people behind him.
No, but he's starting something that would be a competitor to Twitter. I'm talking about
the server and everything that it's on, the infrastructure right. that you can put that stuff on. That's what I'm talking about, not the actual product that comes out of it. So that, like, say, you know, YouTube now, it's owned by Google, Alphabet, but they shut down anybody they disagree with.
Well, it's almost too late now because everybody's to the left. So, you know, if you're trying to get any type right. of, you know,
no, we
push
don't
your way, it's not going to happen.
You're exactly right. But I'm saying is we don't need another YouTube. What we need is the foundation, the infrastructure
that
airs a YouTube.
Yeah.
And we need right-wing people to, I don't have the cash. How else I'd start it?
I know.
And I don't know if you can start in your college dorm the way the Google guys did. They just kind of got lucky there.
No, I mean, there's a lot of apps. There was a guy in town, a big lawyer in town. He started this thing called Faith Social. You know, he wanted to open up for all people. Mm-hmm. But it'd be a place where you could share your faith and then, you know, share comments. And he hired the team to do it. I mean, we were on board for about a year and a half, 2 years. And you just realize, like, people... It was basically when you downloaded the app, it was like Facebook of 2009, but we had to do updates and people just don't have, like, they were on beta, like, I don't know about this. It's like being on Facebook, you know, 6 years ago. We're just like, hold on. So when you release something, you got to release all the goods at once or people are going to lose interest and go.
So if it doesn't work right, they're going to
stop. Just like Frank today, he's right. lost a lot of potential, you know, customers.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about crazy websites. You get the kid from Flickr who sold it to Yahoo for, what, $1.1 billion. But that was Marissa May. She was stupid. She didn't know what she was doing. She was just spending money like crazy. And on the other end of the faith thing is the Adult Friend Finder site, which a guy started in West Palm Beach and sold it. I'm sorry, he sold it to a company in West Palm Beach. The guy started Adult Friend Finder, Swingers website, for however long. Beep. sold it for, I forget, it was either $300 or $500 million about 20 years ago.
Wow. 20 years ago?
Yeah. This is 20 years ago.
Still swinging today.
Because it happened. It was right when I moved to Florida. They upped the dues and I couldn't join anymore. So I had to. It used to be free.
And that man started the Villages.
Exactly. He took that money and rolled it into stuff. Gosh, you know, I hate when we have calls and people get stuck on hold, and I hate the same if we have a bunch of texts and then you don't get to them because people have taken the time to you know, write things, good, bad, or indifferent, and
you get caught up, you know.
Yeah. Listen, here's one. I love Lou. I live in Georgia but grew up in an Italian family in New Jersey. I wonder if I slept with her. I wish.
Well, you did have a fan.
I did.
Just lost her. Oh,
and now her brother's looking to beat me up. No.
Andy!
No,
get in here.
I hope you're having a wonderful life in Georgia, and thanks for taking the time to write. No, there's a lot of great stuff on here. Some wildlife is just running by outside.
That's every day out here. It's really, really cool. Yeah.
Can I just come hang out the window?
Yeah, man. Grab a little chair.
Unbelievable. But, man, the time is going fast. I got to say, because I'm going to run out of time, but I just want to say it's been a great 2 days hanging out with you guys. I even told the boss. He said, how's it going? I said, you guys make it easy. You guys have made the last two days easy. This is something I've never done before. I never sat in with two co-hosts. Never sat in with one co-host.
Really?
Yeah. Everything's, wow. It's always been solo. It's like my love life. It's just there's that. And then this is the verbal form. I'm in a room by myself talking into a microphone in my house. It's not much different. I just do it in different rooms.
No, where your girlfriend shuts the door.
It's and she locks it from the outside.
Honey, where's that skeleton
No,
key?
But I mean, maybe I'll get invited back, but Shannon's not listening now because he's relaxing, as he said before.
Yes.
But I want to thank Shannon for having me fill in. And you guys, it's just been great. It's been great to work with you. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, 4 hours goes by, feels like 5 minutes. Not for Jeff today, though.
No, today was
Jeff.
A long
Jeff had
one.
A bad day. We had
poor Jeff.
The glitches we had yesterday were nothing compared to today. Today we just blew it out of the park with everything that was going on.
Stuff happens.
The humming going on, but it's all good. But
he's coming in to fix it. I just saw him in the restroom. So
you did?
Yeah.
Oh, seven. That's right. He's waiting for us to get off the air. No, so it's been a great event. But just a recap. We're not going to finish on a sour note, but the verdict, Derek Chauvin has been convicted on all charges. The media frauds, the social justice frauds, Al Sharpton, attorney Benjamin Crump.
Oh, did you see he was crying?
Yeah, all of these phonies that are out there now. Now the brothers... The brothers are like, we got $27 million for our loser dirtbag.
Yep.
brother, George Fentanyl Floyd, as Shannon said, a real scumbag. And I said, that's the nicest thing you can say about George Floyd. Yeah. Who points a gun at a pregnant woman's belly?
I mean, usually just
kick him. But I just want to see if anybody. I just want to see if anybody's listening.
Living on a high note.
Exactly. So, and this is just the beginning of this. And these social justice frauds, Al Sharpton and Benjamin Crump and the rest, they'll be milking this for a long time because it's never, ever enough.
You know
but
that.
I do find joy in the fact that Black Lives Matter came along and just blew Sharpton off the map, and now he's standing behind this family who lost their brother or whatever it is, and he's just like irrelevant. Look at him in his diminutive stature. He used to be a big fat pig with his medallion, and now he's just a skinny little weasel. Look at him. Amazing. But he's still there, but no one's writing checks for him anymore.
You never know.
They're not writing them. Not the way they used to.
No.
Not the way they used to. So Florida Man Radio Network will be covering this ongoing story as we head to the sentencing phase of this, and we'll see what nighttime brings. I have predicted rioting, and I've said twice already today, I hope I'm wrong.
Me too.
I hope I'm wrong. Hope there's no riot. There's no need for it. They've gotten everything they wanted. They got their conviction. And but I have a feeling something's going to come on, so we'll wait. We'll wait and see. But again, thanks to Shannon, thanks to DJ, thanks to Jeff. It's been a great couple of days sitting in with you guys. All the listeners who've called and texted, we didn't get to all of them. You want to email me, loupate@gmail.com for the ladies. I'm a boob man. But you can also write a nice note, too, you know, anything that goes on there. Shannon will be back tomorrow. Most importantly, Jeff will be here. DJ will be here. Shannon will be back here tomorrow. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Shannon Burke Show on the Florida Man Radio Network. I told you I wasn't leaving. I told you I was going to hide in the building. I thought we were done. I really did, folks. I'm just being honest.
I was trying to stop you, too. I was wait a minute. Hold on.
DJ's giving me the high sign here. Like, no, we still got a minute or so. So, but the thanks I had for you guys before still holds. I'm just not going to say it again. No, I'm just not saying it again. But as we head out on the Shannon Burke Show, my name is Lou Payne. Shannon will be back tomorrow. The question is, with the conviction of Chauvin today, it moves forward to the sentencing phase and also the appeal phase. Will the comments of Maxine Waters come into play on the appeal?
No.
I don't think so either, but I just wanted to throw that out there. But once again, DJ, thanks. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you,
greener pastures for you, Jeff. You've had a rough run, and special thanks to you guys and Shannon for having me. My name is Lou Pate. Hopefully, I'll see you again here Shannon Burke Show or Florida Man Radio Network. This is the Shannon Burke Show.
And we still got, Oh, wait.
You said.
When you hear the music.
You said wait for the music. That's right.
Lou, third time's the charm.
He's ready to get out of here.
I'm going to sign out for the third time. This is what happened. Get this. I'm packing up my headphones. I'm packing up the computers. And Jeff's like, wait for the show to end.
Hold he's on like, there, Bob.
I told him I have to go to Costco after this. They're like, Costco beckons. And I'm like, I forgot I had to go to Costco. So that was a reminder that I do have to go to Costco. So I do have to pick up a bunch of things.
Grab a rotisserie chicken while you're there. Because Shannon recommends it.
I lost 30 pounds eating those things once. That's all I ate for like months.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's all I ate was that. Maybe like a little vegetable or something. But that was like, I'd buy one.
Keto,
And I would get, two dinners out of it. And over the course of time, I lost 30 pounds eating those things. And I haven't had one since.
They're good, though.
Oh, they're delicious. Man. They're delicious. But when you eat them every night for like 6 months, it's like, ugh. But, it was cheaper than all these diet plans that everybody, these scams that everybody, burn more than you eat or something like that. Well, anyway, Shannon will be back tomorrow. That's the good news. And again, thanks to Jeff. Thanks to DJ. Thanks to Shannon. Buddy. Thanks to the Florida Man Radio Network. You are listening to, for the third time, the Shannon Burke Show. Be well, everyone.
See you.